So we start with the Rambam in Beis Abchir Perek Vav, if I'm not mistaken, right? That Perek Vav. So the Rambam says, "Ubamen iskatcha," and Halacha Yudalet, in the end of Halacha Yudalet. So he says that "Ubamen iskatcha," the Azara. And the Mikdash, Mikdush Rishon of Shekitsha Shlomo, Shehu Kiddush Azar Yerushalayim, L'Shaitan V'Kitchen Laslava. Okay. So then the Rambam says, L'Fichach Makriven Hakabanas Kulan Af Pishen Shambayis. So that's why in Makriv all the Kabanas, even though there is no bias, Bonui, V'Ochlin Kachikachim B'Chol Azar Af Pishicha Reva, V'Einu Mukefes B'Machitza. Vochlin kachim kalam ma'isa sheni b'chol Yerushalayim, af pi shein shem chamos. Why? Shekadush Rishon kishul shayt v'kishul lasa lava. Okay. So we just want to understand what lefichach is. I mean, what's the lefichach? Why can't you have? Why can't it be kadush Rishon kishul shayt v'kishul lasa lava? But you still need a bias bani. You still need mechitzas. I will come to that when we get to the Gemara. But that was the first question I think we raised, correct? Then the Rambam goes on. He says, "V'lomani omer b'mitzvah b'Yerushalayim, kedusha rishona kitcha lasad lavo, v'kedusha she'ora etz Yisrael lin yishvias v'maisus v'gitz v'en lo kitcha lasad lavo." Why am I machalik between these two? V'fisha kedusha samigdash Yerushalayim b'nei Ashkina, Ashkina ena b'teila. The Rayu Omar. Vashimosis Mikdashechem, Ramacham Af Pishesham Sheshim Sheshimumin, Bigdushason Hein Omdin. So the Rambam sets apart the Kedusha of Mikdash in Yerushalayim from Shor Eretz Yisrael. Shor Eretz Yisrael, he says, Kedusha Shana Kedusha Lashaita Velo Kedusha Lashalava. That's the Kiddush of Yeshua. But the Kiddushas Migdash and Yerushalayim, that's different. And that's Lo'olam Vod. That's Lasad Lavo. Okay. So, yeah. So the Rambam says, Rambam goes on. He says, why? He says, why do I differentiate between these two Kiddushas? In other words, Eretz Yisrael, on the one hand, where it's only Kiddusha Leshaita of Lo Kiddusha Lasad Lavo. And Ezra had to be Mekadosh again, as opposed to the Kedusha Shalayim and Mikdash. So he says like this. He says, because this is Kedusha Shalayim and Mikdash is because of Shechina. And the Shechina is not Betela. Okay? So we just wanted to understand what does he mean by the Shechina is not Betela. What exactly does that mean? What? Oh. That was our second question. What does it mean the Shechina is not Betela? Okay. Then the Rambam goes on to explain why Eretz Yisrael is different and why in Eretz Yisrael there's two Kedushas, and he explains also why in Eretz Yisrael the second Kedusha lasts forever. Okay. So the Rambam says like this. He says, "Avolchi of Haaretz b'shvius u'maisros, eino element shehu kibush rabim." So the only reason that Yechayev in shvius u'maisros, in other words, kedusha Haaretz, is because it was kibush. V'chivan shenilkach Haaretz miyadehem batla kibush. And once the land was taken from them, so the kibush was batla. V'niftara min haTorah miyamaisros u'mishvius. Sherei eino min Eretz Yisrael. The Chivan Sha'ola Ezra v'Kitcha. When Ezra went up and was Mekadosh the second time, Lo Kitcha v'Kibush. He wasn't Mekadosh v'Kibush, Ela b'Chazaka. Sheikh Zikuba. U'lefichach kol makom Sheikh Zikuba ole Bavel, v'neskadesh b'kdushas Ezra Ashniya, u'mekudosh Hayom. V'af api shenilkach haaretz mimeno. V'chayev b'shviyus u'b'maisos al derech shebi'an v'elchus truma. So Ram explains that once you had Kedushas Ezra, it's not Batel. Why? Because Kedushas Yoshua is Batel because it was based on Kibush. And once the Kibush was Batel, so the Kedush is Batel. Kedusha's Ezra wasn't based on Kibush, it was based on the Chazakah. So apparently the Rambam holds that Chazakah is not Patela.
Right.
So you have Shechinah is not Patela, Chazakah is not Patela. Okay. The Kesef Mishnah asks a very powerful question. He says that why is Chazakah any different than Kibush? Just like by Kibush, when he said that Kibush's butl was taken away, so it's butl. So too by Chazakah, we should say the same thing. Once it was taken away from them, so the Chazakah's butl. Moreover, he says, in Kibush is Chazakah. So you have Chazakah the first time also. So why should the first one be butl, pointed out? That's the Kesef Mishnah's powerful kasha. All right, so the Ravitz is like this. Amar Avram, Sfaras Atzmo Yizu. V'lo yadati me'ayin lo. B'kama makomos b'mishnah, emein mikdash yirakev. Mar amru de nafu mechitzis. So alma lamanda mekadushu shen lo kitchu lo asud lovo. Lo cholak bein mikdash li rishalayim. Mishar ayat sasra. Okay? So the Ravitz maintains that the kedushas, mikdash and shechinah, and Yerushalayim, it's totally in the same machlekes of Kedusha Rishona, Kitchel Shad, Kitchel Las Lava. There's no two machlekes in there, according to the Rav. There's one machlekes. Question is, if Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is La'olam, so then Mikdash Yerushalayim are La'olam. Because Mikdash Yerushalayim are part of Eretz Yisrael. And if Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is Batel, so then Kedusha Mikdash Yerushalayim are also Batel. There's no two machlekes in the Gemara. They're both the same. He says, "Lo chilek bein mikdash li Yerushalayim l'shaar Eretz Yisrael." There's no difference between the two. There's absolutely no difference between the two. Yeah, the question in the Ravid is, does the Ravid mean without kedushas Eretz Yisrael there is no kedushas mikdash Yerushalayim? Or does he hold that Kedushas Mikdash Yerushalayim can exist without Eretz Yisrael? But he holds that if Lo Kitchu Las Lavo, so once the Mikdash, once the bias is Chorev, then the Kedushas is gone. It's totally in the Binyan of bias. I mean, we don't know. He doesn't commit himself. Rav doesn't commit himself. He just says, Lo Cholak Be Mikdash Yerushalayim L'Shor Eretz Yisrael. But at any rate, there's only one machlekes. Question is, if kedusha rishona of Eretz Yisrael is kitchel l'shaita l'asad lavo, then you have mikdash Yerushalayim as well, straight through. And if it's not, so then definitely, once the mikdash was charev, so there was no kedusha anymore. Okay. So the Ravi goes on. He says v'lo od. He says not only that, elashani omer shafilu Reb Yosi dama kedusha shniyah kitchel l'asad lavo. But even according to Biyosi that says Kitchel Lasid Lavo, Lo Omar El Lishor Eretz Yisrael, Avol Yerushalayim El Migdash Lo Omar, Lefi Shehayodeya Ezra Shamigdash Yerushalayim Asidim Lishtanos Uliskadesh Kiddush Acher Olami Bechvod Hashem La Olam Kach Nigloli Misod Hashem Lireyav Leficha Nichnas At Hashem Ein Lakars. Okay, and so the Ravid maintains the reverse of the Rambam. That not only is it Kedushas Mikdash and Shechinah is extant, not only that's not true, but he maintains that it's even less than Eretz Yisrael. Because by the Kedushas Shechinah, the designation was limited. It was only for that time, because Ezra knew that the ultimate Kiddush would be through Kvod Hashem. Okay, and that he says, Kach niglo li misod Hashem li reyav. So, I mean, we just mentioned that it's funny, like, that he's going off on something that sounds more like drush than halacha. I mean, where is he coming from? I mean, you know, usually Rishonim are talking from a common source. I mean, it sounds like all of a sudden he's going into a completely different thing. So that was the other point we made. What the Ravid is saying is the Rambam's concept, the Shechina in Betel, is a Svaras Atzma. There's no Svar like that. That idea doesn't exist. That's what the Ravid is arguing. Okay? But he's saying on the contrary, that there's no such concept like that, so it can't be superior to Eretz Yisrael. As a matter of fact, however, he says it's inferior. Because Kedushas Mikdash and Yerushalayim, because he knew B'nevuah that it's going to have ultimately a different Gili Shechina, so he was only Mekadosh for that time.
So according to the Ravid.
And what the Ravid is saying is like this, that when it comes to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so it is the Maisa Chazaka that's the Mekadosh. But when it comes to Kedushas Shechina, it's the Kavanas HaMekadosh that's important. The Kavanas HaMekadosh. Okay? Because in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, there's just simply the Maisa Chazaka Mekadosh, and that's it. But when it comes to Kedushas Shechina, so over there, it's the Das HaMekadosh that plays a central role. And since his Das was that eventually, or in the third Mikdash, it'll be a different type of Kedusha, B'chor Hashem Li'olam. So therefore, the Das HaMekadosh was limited to Bayis Sheni. When it comes to Shechina, Shechina is totally in Das HaOdom. When it comes to Eretz Yisrael, it's totally in Amaisa, not totally in Das HaOdom. Okay? And apparently, the Ravid El Sod Hashem Li'Reyav is different than Svar Satzma. But, what? Right. One thing the Ravid is saying clearly is that if the Kedushas Ezra was a Kedusha Li'olam, that then you could not have the third Kedusha of the the Kvod Hashem Li'olam. Kvod Hashem Li'olam. You couldn't have that third Kedusha because it wouldn't be able to be Chal on anything.
We didn't get the idea that there will be a third qualitatively different
That's what he has. Yeah. Yeah, so that's a good question. So the question is, why can't you say that the Kedusha Shniyah really is L'Asad Lavo, like the Rambam holds, like the Ravid holds, because Kedusha Tzol is Kedusha L'Shat, Kedusha Sezra, Kedusha Shniyah is Lo Batla, and therefore Migdash Yerushalayim is also Lo Batla. But the Kvod Hashem Li'olam is a third dimension. It's all Safas Kedusha. So Safas Kedusha. The Nafmin would be Bisman as a mutter or not. The Ravid is saying emphatically that it can't be such a thing. It had to be that Ezra's Kedusha was limited. Okay? Why can't it be that the Kedusha really was not limited? But then the Kedusha lost it lovo b'chvod Hashem Li'olam. That's all Safas Kedusha. It's the third of the dimension. Apparently, Hills, that's impossible. Okay, so let's leave that as a question also. Why is that impossible? The next halacha we talk about is halacha yidal. Kol makom shelo nase b'chol eilu. Says machlekes in the Gemara, if it's b'chol eilu or echad mikol eilu. So there's a whole list of things. I mean, there's Urim V'Tumim, there's Melech, there's Novi, there's Sanhedrin, there's the Lachmei Todah. And a whole seder advarim. So the Rambam says, "Kol makom shelo nase b'chol eilu k'seder hazeh, ein kiddush gomor." So we want to know what does it mean ein kiddush gomor, or Kafach's translation is lo niskadosh hamakom kiddush gomor. All right. What? Lo niskadosh kiddush gomor. Yeah. So we want to understand what is the concept of kiddush gomor and kiddush ein gomor, and moreover. The mashmois from the Rambam is two mashmois from the Rambam. One mashmois from the Rambam is that you can do it. But the question is, how could you do it? How could you eat the Lachmei Todah in a place where it's not Kadosh? Okay? So, Taisvis asks that question, but Taisvis and Daf Tesvav of Maralfa Taisvis explains that Avodah Simachan Chasa. That as you do the Avodah, so as you eat it, so it's Mekadosh simultaneously. But according to the Rambam, it's not Niskadosh. So it's not Niskadosh, so what right do you have to do it? So it should be Asur to do it. Moreover, another mashmois from the Rambam is that you could do it with one or with many, as many as you could. I mean, where does the Rambam get that? Because the machlokas in the Gemara really is, do you need Bichol Eilu? which means every one of these elements, or else echad mikol elo. So echad mikol elo means it's just a maisa. So the question is, where do you see there's a superiority in having more of these things? I mean, where do you see it's a quantitative thing? One mandama holds you have to do all of them. That's one possibility. The other possibility is one. So the Ram shouldn't have said kol makom shlanasa bechol elu. He should have said kol makom shlanasa beechad me'elu, ein kiddush gomer. What additional benefit do you have if you add more than one? The other mandama says echad mikol elu. He says, of course, one's enough. So once you have echad mikol elu, so that's it. But where do you see that there's a superiority of over echad mikol elu? The other choice, either it's bichol elu or echad mikol elu. But once you have echad mikol elu, where do you see that if you add another one, that there's any kind of superiority there? Okay, that was another question we raised. Then, of course, the next question we asked was that where the Rambam says that Ezra, what did he do with Shtei Todos? It was Zichron Ushasa. It was a Zichron Balma. So, I mean, we want to understand, he's not the only one that says that, but what does Zichron Balma mean? I mean, what is it? Zichron Balma just to remind people? I mean, what? There must be some significance in Zichron. Okay? Our next question we asked was the Rambam Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Beis. So he's quoting the Mishnah. Kol Artzom Kodeshus Mikol Aratzos. Perek Shvi, Halacha Yud Beis. Umay Kedushasa Shemivim Mimeno Omar Shtei Alechem Vabikurim. So that's the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But it's interesting, in the end of Perek Vav, Halacha Tezayin, he only speaks in terms of Chayev and Shvius and Maisros. Trumas and Maisros. Shvius, Trumas and Maisros. So the question is, what kind of a Kedusha is he introducing here? A new type of a Kedusha that you bring the Omer from it? And what happened to the Kedusha of Trumas and Maisros that he was dealing with in the end of Perek Vav? And what's this new idea? Shemevin mimenah. Omer, Shtelah, it's very nice. You bring the Omer from there. What kind of a Kedusha is that? And that's not really a Kedusha. Kedusha is where you're chayev in mitzvos. So you're chayev in Trumos, you're chayev in Maisros, I mean, Shvius. I mean, that's Kedusha. But that it happens to be you bring the Omer from there. Okay, that's halacha. It's only kosher if it's from Eretz Yisrael. So what kind of Kedusha is that? And what's the concept of such a Kedusha? Okay. Then the next halacha, where the Rambam says, Eser Kedushas Hayim Eretz Yisrael, Vazula Maila Mizu. Ayoros HaMukafos Choma, Mekudoshos Mishor HaOretz. So how is it Mekudosh from the rest of the land? Shemeshalchem Mitochon Esamitzoroyim. Okay. So you send the mitzorayim, the shiluach mitzorayim from the batei orei choma, because it's batei yeshiv mechutz l'machane marshavo. So there's a din of shiluach mitzorayim. Okay, then he goes into other things, but the Rambam in Bias Mikdash, speaks differently about the same topic. He says mitzvah sasei l'shaleach kol atmeim min hamikdash, shenema v'yishalchu min hamachane kol tzur v'chol zov v'chol tamei l'nafesh. Okay, that's a mitzvah sasedim b'mishalech ol t'meim. Okay. Zeh ha-machne omar kanu machne shchina. Shumi pesach ezra shesholu lefnim. Shomeya ani shamitzora v'azor v'tomei meis shlosh tomu makom echad. Talmud lomar b'mitzora bod yeshim chas ha-machne moshova. Zeh machne Yisrael. Shumi pesach yushalayim lefnim. Ma mitzora shetamasa chamura chom ha-shiluch ha-mishil v'chavero. Af kol shetamasa chamura chom ha-shiluch ha-mishil v'chavero. Okay. Lefichach, meshalchin es ha-mitzora chutz le-gimel machnos. Shehu chutz le-Yerushalayim. Because the Rambam gives you the parameters of the nature of the metameh and the extent of the shiluach. But at any rate, whatever it is, he says meshalchin es hametzora chutz legimel machanos. So gimel machanos is outside of Yerushalayim. Okay, and then the Rambam comes back to it in halacha ches. If he goes, if he enters into the other cities that are mukaf chama, afal pishena rashoi lefishnem abadi yeshiv ain aloka. So over here, the Rambam doesn't mention anything about shiluach mitzoroyim from the batei arichama. He seems to say the mitzvah shiluach is only from the three machanos. And then it's a separate halacha that the mitzvah shouldn't go back into a batei arechama, because it's batei yeshiv. But not that there's a mitzvah shiluach. Masha'ena kein beis ha-bechira, he makes it very clear that ha-yaros ha-mukafos choma mekidoshos mish'or ha-oretz she-mishalchin mitochon es ha-mitzorayim. So apparently shiluach ha-mitzorayim is not limited to the three machanos. But it's the mitzvah shiluach mitzorayim for Rebate Arachoma as well. Okay? But the Rambam in B.S. Mikdash sounds like that doesn't exist. Because he says it's only the mitzvah shiluach mitzorayim is only from the Mikdash and the three machanos. Okay? It's a tough Rambam. Rambam is Perek Yud Beis Halacha Tesvav, where he talks about the Bate Arechoma. So he says like this, Ein somchen ela al choma hamukefes b'shas kibush aretz. Okay? That the only choma that you rely on that's considered a valid choma is a choma that was mukef at the time of kibush aretz. Ketzad, ir shelo hois hamukefes choma b'shas kibush Yoshua es aretz. So if you have a city that wasn't mukef choma from the time that Yeshua did kibush, even though right now it has a choma, so it's just like a regular city. Even though it's not mukefes, all right. The plain language of the Rambam is mashma that the cities that were mukef choma from the time of Yeshua ben Nun are still mukef choma today. Correct? Still mukef choma today. Okay. And if they weren't, then it's not. Then the Rambam goes on and says like this, V'chivan shegolo b'churban rishon, and once they went to Golos in the first churban, but lo kedusha sarei choma, shehayu b'mei Yeshua. Okay. So now he says that once they went to Golos after the Churban Bayis Rishon, so it was butler to Kedusha Sarei Choma, Shayev Mei Yeshua. So it sounds like that whole thing is butler. Kivan Sha'ola Ezra B'Biya Shniya, Niskan Shikola Arma Mukafas Choma Boso Ace. So all the Aram that are Mukafas Choma at that time is Mashma at the time of Ezra. Okay? So now it's mashma the opposite. That once you had what? Once you had golos, so all the Bate Arachom became bottle. And now you start anew with Ezra. So it comes out that it's not true what the Rambam says before, that ir shehoisam mukefes choma b'mei Yeshua af pishenu mukefes ata hareyu ki mukefes. It's not true, because that was all bottle. Okay. And now we start again. I mean, it's only. And it's not true the other way also. Ir shelohoisam mukefes choma b'shosh kibush Yeshua asar. It's af pishenu mukefes ata. That's not true either. Because you have Ezra who was Mekadesh. So the way they learn the Rambam is, the regular way to learn the Rambam is, when the Rambam says Ata, so he doesn't mean now. It means Ata before the Churban. Ata before the Churban. Okay? What?
Why can't it be after?
Because once they were galu, so the whole thing became bottle, right? So now, once they all became bottle, so now I mean now it's totally in whether it was mukaf choma in time of Ezra or not,
right?
Okay. So the ata is a funny kind of an ata. I mean, the ata is saying that, I mean, what is the significance of the Atah? I mean, it's a halacha for Yeshua. It's a halacha before Golas. I mean, it's a strange kind of a halacha. I mean, it has no validity anymore. I mean, there's no reason for it. Yeah, it's like Hilchas LeMashiach. I mean, what is the significance of that? At any rate, the Ravid argues on the Rambam. Why? Because the Ravid says like this. Amar Avram is very sharp. He picks it out of the Rambam. Chidish Godel Ani Roa Bekan. Dehu Kvar Kedushas Yoshua. Dehu Savar. Kedushas Yoshua Lo Kitchel Asid Lavo. That's what he basically holds. And Kedushas Yoshua Lo Kitchel Asid Lavo, because he says since they went to the Golas, it was all bottle. Vahodaroma afa pishenu mukefes ata harei kumukefes ratzaloma shakadush rishon lo butla cha butla oretz chidush gadluza. In other words, he's learning in the Rambam that the ata is before the gullus. Okay, it would seem. He doesn't commit himself, but it would seem that he's learning the ata is before the gullus. But what is the Rambam saying? The Rambam is saying that if the wall fell down. So the whole thing, this whole Rambam, where he says that it's totally from the Zman Yeshua ben Nun, he says, that's really telling you that it's totally from the Zman Yeshua ben Nun up till the Golas. So what does that mean? It means that if the wall fell down sometime between the Kibush Yeshua ben Nun and the Golas, so it still has a din of what? Of Mukefes. I mean, that's what the Rambam must be saying. Because what is he saying? I mean, he must be saying that it's mukefes ata means that even though there's no choma, it still has a din of a choma up till that time. Okay? So the Ravid says that that doesn't make any sense. Why? Because since he holds Kedusha Rishono as Kitchel Ashayt Avalo, Kitchel Asad Lavo, so if he held Kedusha Rishono Kitchel Ashayt Avalo, Kitchel Asad Lavo, so then it's true. Then it wouldn't matter. Then it'll go beyond the structure. But if you hold Kedusha Shana Kitchel Shaita Velo Kitchel Asad Lavo, so it means that the moment the structure is bottle, so the Kedusha is bottle. Because there's nothing permanent there. In other words, that's the whole idea. That the whole idea of the Kedusha Shana Kitchel Shaita Velo Kitchel Asad Lavo means that whenever the thing becomes bottle, like when you take away the land, so the phenomenon is gone. So the Kedusha is gone too. So, what?
The Kedusha of the Aretz is there.
That's true. But the Kedusha of the Bate Arechoma, which is Mukefes Choma, so he says, no, it's a separate Kedusha, but he says, why should that exceed, why should that be different than the rest of Eretz Yisrael? That the Kedusha is dependent upon the situation. So the situation of a Bate Arachoma is a certain situation. It's a surrounded wall. So if you don't have the wall, you don't have the Kedusha anymore. It's a conditional type of Kedusha. Once you're saying it's conditional, so the wall should be just as conditional as anything else. Why should you differentiate between the wall and between the land itself? I mean, that's the Ravitz Kasha. That's the Rav's Kasha. If you say Kitchel Asad Lavo, so it's eternal, so it's not totally in the Mechitzis anymore. But if you say it's Lo Kitchel Asad Lavo, so it means to say the Kedusha only exists as long as you have the conditions. So once you lose the condition of Bat Erechoma, in other words, what's the Mekadesh? The fact that it's Bat Erechoma. The Choma is Mekadesh. Once the Choma is gone, so there's no condition. Where does the Kedusha come from?
It just designates the year as a Shem Ukaf, and that's dependent upon what the status was at the time of Yeshua. Even if the wall came down, the status of the year was defined that way, and as long as the Kedusha Aris is intact, the Kedusha Aris is a different...
I was arrived at saying that if you say Kitcha L'Shaita, so it means that Kedusha is dependent on the condition. What's the condition over here? The condition is Mechitzis, because that's the Mekadesh. So you could say that if the Mechitzis came in later, there was no Mekadesh, because Yeshua ben Nun was Mekadesh only by Kibush, that you could say. But to say that the Kedusha survives without the condition of the Mechitza, which is the Mekadesh, where does the Rambam get that from? That's why he says, Chiddush Gadol Ani Ra'akan. Where does he get that from?
Because
Unless you say Kedusha Rishon and Kitchel Shatav Kitchel Lavo means that it doesn't matter whether the land is taken away, there are no conditions, or whether the mechitzas are gone, then that's true. That's a different concept. Okay? Well, but the Ram's not saying that. Because the Ram happens to hold Kedusha Rishon, he said it's bottle. He says the moment that Kivin Shegolo, Bukhobim Rishon, bottle Kedusha to Arichama. So that's the Ravitz question. He says, he says, Chiddush Gadol Huzeh, Ve'ein Somchan Alav. Why? Sheharishonos Batlu Misha Batla Ha'aretz. The first ones are Batl from the time that the Aretz is Batl, Afal Pisha Chomasa Kayemes, even though it has a Choma. The Im Nafla Chomasan Miyad Batla Kedushasan, because the Kedushas Mechitzas. That's the svar of the mandam, the Kedusha Shana, Kitchel Shadlo, Kitchel Asadlova. Because you can't, you're always contingent on the conditions. That's the type of a Kedusha. It's a contingent Kedusha on conditions. So if that's the case, so then where do you find this new halacha that Mechitza, which is a Mekadesh, can survive even though the Mekadesh is not there? I mean, just like you say that Kibush is Batel. So once the kibush is batal, so the kedusha is batal. Over here too, once the cause of the kedusha, in other words, once the substance of the kedusha is mechitza, is batal. So I mean, by what virtue does it survive? Unless you say kedusha and kedusha say kedusha lasad lavo, that somehow there's an intrinsic kedusha that goes on and on, no matter what the conditions. So then you have to say that batei rechama like the Ram. But the Ram says to himself, he says, because the Ram maintains that Kedusha Shana Kitchel Shaita below Kitchel Asad Lavo. So therefore, it's the Kedusha is dependent upon condition. If it's dependent upon condition, once the Chalma's gone, where is your condition that's Mekadesh? Where do you see this idea that the Kedusha survives the condition? According to the Mandamar of Kedusha Shana Kitchel Shaita below Kitchel Asad Lavo. Okay? So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik answers this machlekes Ram and Raivin. He says it's really the same machlekes lishitasam as you had before in Perek Vav Alachatas Vav. Same machlekes. Because the Ram over there said that Shechina ain't a b'teva. That Migdash Yerushalayim is not batel. So what did the Rambam hold? So the Rambam held is a Kedushas Mechitzos. And a Kedushas Mechitzos is not batel. The Raivin didn't hold as a Kedushas Mechitzos. So he holds that it depends upon kitchul l'shaitov kitchul osed lavo, intrinsic in Eretz Yisrael. But kedushas mechitzos, he didn't separate. He didn't separate out kedushas mechitzos and say kedushas mechitzos is any different. So he said, but the Rambam maintains that kedushas mechitzos is forever, is not batel. So he says the same thing is true by bate orechoma, that bate orechoma is a kedushas mechitzos. So therefore, according to the Rambam, whose shita is that Migdash in Yerushalayim is not batel, why? Because it's a Kedushas Mechitzos. So he will hold the shita so that the Kedushas batei orechoma are not batel also because it's a Kedushas Mechitzos. So therefore, even though he paskins Kedushas on Kitzel Shaita v'lo Kitzel Asad Lavo, but he paskins that, they're both paskin that way, he paskins that with regard to Eretz Yisrael. But not with regard to Migdash and Yerushalayim. Why? Because over there, Shechina ain't a b'teva. But he's learning it's because Kedushas Mechitzos. Okay? How he fits it into Shechina ain't a b'teva, we don't know. But that's what he says. He just says simply that the Rambam in Perek Vav in Beis HaBechira, where he says that the Shechina ain't a b'teva and Yerushalayim and Migdash is Kedushas, is Kitchel, L'shaitav, Kitchel, L'shaitav, Lavo, but that was never bottle, he says, because that's a Kedushas Mechitzos. And a Kedushas Mechitzos is not bottle. So he says, so similarly over here, the Kedushas Batei Orechoma, what kind of a Kedusha is it? It's a Kedushas Mechitzos. So Kedushas Mechitzos is not bottle. So that's why the Rambam holds it. The Kedushas Mechitzos Batei Orechoma is not bottle at all. Okay? But the Rambam does say, Kivan Shegalu, it is bottle. So it's not like Migdash in Yerushalayim. So there he answers very well. He says that there's a difference in Migdash and Yerushalayim between Batei Rechama. That Migdash and Yerushalayim are independent Kedushas Mechitzos. They don't need Eretz Yisrael. Because you see, you had the Mishkan before Eretz Yisrael. So you had the Kedusha. But the Orech Homa is a phenomenon which is in Eretz Yisrael. It's contingent on Kedusha Sa'aretz. So the moment Kedusha Sa'aretz is butl, so the Bate Orech Homa butl as well. Okay? So that's Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid L'shitasam. The question all boils down to, is there Kedushas Mechitzas or not? According to the Ravid, there's no Kedushas Mechitzas. So therefore, his question is very good. No Kedushas Mechitzas. So therefore, the moment you lose the Choma, so the Kedushas Batal, because there's no Makadosh. And according to the Rambam, it was from Kedushas Mechitzas, so the Kedushas Mechitzas is Lol and Void. The only thing is that there's a difference between the Kedushas Mechitzas of Migdash and Yerushalayim and the Kedushas Mechitzas of Batei Orech Homa. Migdash and Yerushalayim has its own Kedusha, and it doesn't require Eretz Yisrael. V'ha raya, you see Mishkan, okay? Mishkan, Gilgal, before the Yeshiva Shekivshu, Yeshiva Shekhuku, there still was Kedusha. But Kedushas Batei Orech Homa, you don't have, it's an accident in Eretz Yisrael, it's a kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael. It's a component of Eretz Yisrael. Once you lose Eretz Yisrael, so then the whole thing is bottled. Okay? That's the way he learns. The Kedusha of the three machanos were really always existed. Shalosh machanos hayu b'midbar. Okay? Machane Yisrael, and then you have Machane and Machane Leviyah and Machane Shechina.
It's just that's where it settled.
So he says in the Rambam, "Kineg ad harabayis k'machane Yisrael. Mepesach harabayis ad pesach hazor shushar nikinar k'machane Leviyah. Mepesach hazor ofnim machane Shechina." So therefore, those all go together, and they're not contingent on Eretz Yisrael. Okay. That's the Rambam Halacha Yud Aleph, Perek Shviyi. And the only, Tosfos has it there. But the only problem you have is, the Rambam says, Shechina ain't a betela. Okay? So, the Rambam, it's okay to say the Rambam holds Kedushas Mechitzas. But the Rambam says, Shechina ain't a betela. Right? So, you're going to have a hard time explaining Shechina ain't a betela and Batei Orech Homa. Because the Rambam seems to say that the only reason why he says, why Lafisha Kedusha Mikdash Shlaim Nei Ashchino, Ashchino in a Betela. The Rambam doesn't say because it's Kedusha's Mechitzas. So you could say he means Kedusha's Mechitzas. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. But the only thing is that you're going to have to treat it the same way as Yerushalayim. So, if Yerushalayim is Mitnei Ashchina and Shechina in a Betela, so what kind of Shechina is there in Batei Orech Homa? I mean, that would seem to be a difficulty in how he's interpreting the Rambam. The question we're asking on Rav Moshe's Torah is that according to him, it's Tali and Kedushas Mechitzas, which is very nice. So, once you have Kedushas Mechitzas is Niskadosh Li'ola, except by Batei Orech Homa, which is contingent, you need the substratum of Eretz Yisrael. So we don't have the substratum anymore. So now the Kedusha is bottled. Okay. But that's fine. If you could put that into the Rambam, it's okay. But the only thing is the Rambam does give a reason. And Migdash Yerushalayim, he says, B'nei Ashchino, Sheshchina ain't a betela. So you're going to have to say that same reason is going to apply to Batei Orech Homa. But what kind of a concept is that in Batei Orech Homa that the Shechina is ain't a betela? What kind of a Shechina is in Batei Orech Homa?
Why do you have to apply the Shechina in Batei Orech Homa?
Because, the Rambam explains why he holds the Kedusha is not bottled. He says, "V'loma ani omer b'mikdash v'yerushalayim kedusha shana kishlas ed lavo." He says, "V'fisha kedusha mikdash v'yerushalayim ne ashchino ashchina ina
b'teila." Right, that's only mikdash. That's not
there. I know, but if you're going to say just because kedusha is mechitzas, so what do you need shchina for? If batei orech homa is not bottle, because it just has a mechitza, anything has a mechitza is not bottle. So then, why does he have to say ne ashchina ashchina ina b'teila? What's got to do with ashchina ina b'teila? Right? I mean, that's a kasha. Personally, yes. He's saying that really the Ramos Kedushas Mechitzas are not bottled. But why does he say by Eretz Yisrael, or Eretz Yerushalayim and Megdosh? Because there it wasn't bottled even during the Churban. So that's where he says Menashchina. In other words, you're going to have to interpret the way, what? Because, in other words, he's not explaining to you the idea that Kedushas Mechitzas are not bottle. That he's assuming. But he's telling you that the Kedushas Mechitzas, that the Kedusha, in other words, his question, he holds Kedushas Mechitzas are not bottle. Once after Kedushas Mechitzas, different kind of Kedusha. And that's why Kedushas Shalayim and Migdash are Kedushas Mechitzas, and that's why they're not bottle. But during the Churban, there's going to be a difference between Bat Erechoma and between Yerushalayim and Migdash. So he's learned the Rambam, Neima Ani Omer, the Mitzvah Shalayim, Kedusha Shana Kishal Lavo.
That's not for Lassad Lavo in terms of for all future time, that's just for the intervening period of after the Gaulis.
Right. Lefisha Kedusha Shalayim, Migdash Shalayim, Nei Ashchina, Ashchina Ena Batela. So he's just talking about the, during the Churban, he means. Why it transcends the Churban. That's what Nei Ashchina. But the Kedushas Mechitzos is really the reason why Kedushas Mechitzos is a different kind of a Kedusha. I mean, then it's not... But the thing is, it's not because the Shechinah's Eina Betela has nothing to do with the fact that Shechinah's Eina Betela. It just has to do with the fact that the Shalosh Machanos are not contingent on Eretz Yisrael. I mean, that's what it is. Because if Bat Erechoma was not contingent on Eretz Yisrael, so the Kedushas Mechitzas would survive without the Shechina.
Right.
I mean, so there's nothing, so you're still going to have a little bit of a problem there. I interpret the Rambam, Nei Shechina. Shechina ain't a Betela. What do you mean Shechina ain't a Betela? That's not really the case. Okay. One thing I'd add also more, that you still have to bring in line, I mean, what the Bat Erechoma have to do with the Kedushas Mikdash Yerushalayim, somehow, I mean. You know what I mean? Like, there has to be some kind of a, this Kedushas Mechitzas business. I mean, there has to be some kind of a
connection.
You know what I mean? Like, just Mechitzas. I mean, yeah. I mean, yeah. Just because it's a wall, it's Kedushas Mechitzas. I mean, Kedushas Mechitzas, I understand where it's a, where it's a Yerushalayim and Migdash, but about the Erechoma, I mean, what does that got to do with, there must be something, it must have something to do with it. It must have something in common with it.
Yeah.
It's just a different kind of Kedushas Mechitzas. Okay. What we were trying to say is, tentatively, was that according to Reb Moshe, it comes up, Bat Erechoma has Kedushas Mechitzas. So what does Kedushas Mechitzas do? It means it's not contingent on the condition, but it's a Kedusha that is, it's Omeres Me'atzma. So once you have the Bat Erechoma, so you have the Kedushas Mechitzas, so it's a chalei shem of batei orechoma, an abstract. Okay? Even though the mechitz actually is not there. So once you have that chalei shem, even though it's true that once Kedushas Haaretz is bottle, so the it's true the Kedushas batei orechoma is bottle, but the shem batei orechoma is not bottle. Because the entity became an entity. So therefore, what will happen is that when Ezra comes back, it'll be Niskadesh, those but the Erechoma as well. So therefore, when the Rambam says that Kivan Shal Arzav Biyashinu Niskatshu Kol Arma Mekafas Chama Bosa Eis, he means both. He means the ones that were considered Harei Hein Ata Harei Hiki Mukefes. So therefore, it has a Chal Hashem, it's as if it's Mukefes. And once Ezra came back, so the Kedusha came back to both the ones that were Mukafos physically and the ones that were Mukafos from the time Yeshua ben Nun that were Kimukafos Ata. So then the Rambam would be saying, so the Ata would be very good. Okay? Right. So when he says, "Ketzad Yishlo Haitzu Mekefes Choma B'Shua Shekibu Yeshua Saharas Af Kishu Mekefes Ata Harei Kibate Chatzerim." So what he means is the ones from Yeshua. He's not talking about the ones that Ezra was Mekadesh because they were Mukaf Choma then. But he strictly that he explains later.
So what's Ata? What time is Ata referring to?
Ata is referring to now, but he means not the ones that aside from the ones that Ezra was Mekadesh. In other words,
well, should have been included, though, because they had
what he's saying is you need a Mekadesh. You need a Mekadesh. neither Mekadesh either of Yeshua or the Mekadesh of Ezra. But if it has a wall now, which means, and it's not included in the Kiddush of Yeshua, and it's not, and, I mean, it's not included in the Kiddush of Ezra, so then it's not. That's what it means. What? But if it was included in Kiddush Yeshua, then it's good. Okay? That's right. And if it's part of Eretz Yisrael, it's equal to Bavel. You're going to have to say that to you. So the Gemara says like this, that... So Beis Chonyo is a bama. And it's a bama, and some say it was L'Shem Shemayim. So the question is it Mutter Makriv B'Bama? So Ksava Beis Chonyo Lav Beis Avodah Zarah, the Ksava Kedush Rishon, the Kishul Shaita, the Kishul Asud Lava. There's an equation between Menucha and Nachla, and just like I have Heter Bamas after Shiloh, so I have Heter Bamas after Yerushalayim as well. Amrulei Amrit, they said to him, did you say that? Amalu lo. I didn't say that. Amar Rav Halakim Amra v'Gamir Nuleimine Umay Time V'Kol Hadabe Mishum Kashi D'Rav Mari. The most of Rav Mari Kedushas Shilo Yeshachra Heter Kedushas Yerushalayim Einachra Heter. Okay. Vote Nam Mishabol Yerushalayim Nesto Bamos Leholim Oda Heter Di Yosol Nachla. Okay. So the Gemara says that even if I hold Kedushas Shana Kitchel Shaitom. The low kitchel asud lavo, but nevertheless, after Yerushalayim, you still don't have a heter bamas. Why? I there's no kedusha. It's kitchel shaita, low kitchel asud lavo. So after kedusha Yerushalayim, it should be just like after kedusha Shilo. And once the kedusha is bottled, so it should be mutter. So the answer is that there's no heter bamas, a separate alocha, that there's no heter bamas after Yerushalayim. So why not? I mean, what prevents it? So that's what the Rav said, that Yerushalayim has a separate Kedusha. Kedusha is Bechira. Amokam Hashiv Hashem. So the Kedusha is Bechira is the Oser on the Bamos. That Kedusha always is. Whether you hold Kitchel HaShayit or Kitchel HaSlovo, it doesn't matter. Okay. Now the Gemara goes on. Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Eliezer, Shemati Kishayu Bonin Behechol, Osin Kloyim Lehechol, Ukloyim LaAzara. Okay, that's so that you shouldn't look inside the Hechel. Okay. But basically, what is Halacha? The Halacha is that Rabbi Eliezer said that they make Kloyim for the Hechel. And they make Kloyim for the Azara. So the Gemara deduces from this that he must hold Kedusha Rishona, Kitchel Shaita, Velo Kitchel Asabolo. Okay? V'am Rabbi Yeshua Shemati Shemakriven Al Pishen Bayis Ochum Kachem Kedoshim Al Pishen Kloim Kachem Kalam Maischeni Al Pishen Chom and Eshtu Shon Kitchul Shaita V'Kitchul Asad Lava. So if you need the walls, if you need the mechitzos, so then we say Kitchul Shaita V'Lo Kitchul Asad Lava, right? If you don't need the mechitzos, like Rabbi Yeshua holds Makriven Al Pishen Bayis Ochum Kachem Kedoshim Al Pishen Kloim. And kachem kalam and ma'aseh sheni af pishen choma. So then you hold kedusha rishon a kishul shaita v'kishul asad lava. Okay. So Rashi explains kloyim lehechol kasal kadaitach b'makom chomos hechol sheyehem is beyach abonui ba'azara korui asher pesach olmoi sheolmoi king lahoyim akriven achi yigamar habinyan vehem ischil lahakriv kabanas mishabosh and mekarish mashkos v'sef rezo. So therefore, they need the kloyim in order there should be Pesach Ol Moed. So apparently, what's the what does the kloyim do? The kloyim gives it a din of Pesach Ol Moed. So the question is, and the Gemara says that this machlokus is contingent on kitchul shaita or kitchul asad lava. So the question is, I mean, why is it contingent upon that? That's the major question here. In other words. Why, if you say kitchel shaita velo kitchel asad lavo, so then we say that you have to build a kloyim. Because you need pesach al moed. If you say kitchel shaita velo kitchel asad lavo, so you don't need the kloyim, and you don't need the Pesach HaMoed. I mean, why? You still need Pesach HaMoed. Mm-hmm. Why can't you say Kitchel HaShaita or Kitchel HaSadlava, but you still need the Kohen? Because you still need Pesach HaMoed. What does it have a Sheikhas to be Machlekes of Kitchel HaShaita or Kitchel HaSadlava? Okay, that was our question here. So the Gemara finally says, anyways, that... So then we moved on to the piece of Torah from the Rav. In the Shir Muzecha Abba Mari Chelik Beis. Right? Yeah. So the Rav quotes the Ramban. You have the Ramban? Got it on the paper there? It's good enough. On the paper. We'll bring it in now, but in later.
I thought we brought it by Rav Moshe. I'm sure that Tosos really.
Oh, really? Okay, I'm going to take a look.
I don't know.
Well, we can bring it in later.
Still recording.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. So the Ramban on Zocho V'Shamar. So everybody knows from the Gemara in Beitza that Shabbos is Mekudesh Yomed. That's why you don't say Mekudesh Shabbos Shabbos. Or you say Mekudesh Shabbos for Yisrael Vazmanim. Because Yisrael Mekudesh Dazmanim. But Shabbos is Mekudesh Yomed from Shesh Mei Breshis. So it's a double pasha from the Gemara that there's no such thing as it's Klal Yisrael being Mekudesh the Yom HaShabbos. Yet the Lashon of Rambam is mashma that there is. Because he says, Zohar Yom HaShabbos Lekacho. So he says, Zachreyu b'divrei shevach v'kiddush. So it's mashma from the Rambam that there's divrei kiddush also on Shabbos. That's the Rambam with Perek Chav Tes, correct? Yeah. Mitzvah sasem in atar l'kaddish yisiyom ha-Shabbos b'dvarim. L'kaddish yisiyom ha-Shabbos b'dvarim. Shenema zohar yisiyom ha-Shabbos l'kaddisho. So apparently there's a halacha of being mekadesh the Yom HaShabbos. Kloma, zachreyo, zachiras, shevach, v'kiddush. Okay. So it's mashma, plain language in Rama's mashma, that Yisrael is mekadesh the Shabbos. That's the mitzvah, zachar Yom HaShabbos l'kacha. So the question is, but it's mekudesh v'omeh. Moreover, there's a Ramban in Parshas on the Zohar v'Shamor, where the Ramban says like this. Ramban says, "Avol Rabosenu od bo medrash mi milas lekacho, shenekachehu bizichron ki inyan vekidashtem eshnasa chamishim shana, shehayaton kiddush bezn loma biyovo mekudish mekudish, afkan tzivo shenisker as yom haShabbos bekodshenu also, v'chach amru b'mechilta lekacho kacheh bebracha, mikan amru mekachin alayayim b'knisaso." Ainly Eloliyom Lalila Minayan Tamaloma Shmartam. Okay. So the Rav said from here you see clearly that there's a mitzvah to be Mekadesh the Yom HaShabbos on the part of Klal Yisrael. Because the Ramban says just like the Kiddushin Mishnasa Chamishim Shana. And moreover, the Gemara says, the Gemara finally says that Ainli Ela Balayla Bayom Minayan. The Gemara says, how do you know that you can make Kiddush Bayom? So the Rav asked the question, he says, why can't you make Kiddush Bayom? If it's just Allah of being Maskir the Yom HaShabbos, so it's one day, so what's the difference? Why is Laila superior? Okay. But if you say it's Allah of being Mekadosh the Yom HaShabbos, so then you could say that you're Mekadosh, the mitzvah to be Mekadosh the Yom HaShabbos is both hifs, both chelkei hayom. So it means laila and yom. So the mitzvah is lakacha balaila, that we know. But how do you know bayom where you're missing one chelik of the kiddush? So that's why the Gemara says you have to have a separate lima to tell you that even bayom it's still not too late to do it. But regardless, what you see from the Ramban and from the Gemara is that there's a mitzvah l'kaddish is Yom HaShabbos, which goes against our basic understanding that Shabbos is Mekudesh V'Yomei, Mishesh is Me'Breshis, and doesn't need any Kiddush. Okay? So the Rav wanted to establish from this and a beautiful piece of Torah in there. It's Binyan Kiddush K'Mekadosh HaShabbos. So it brings many rayas that Shabbos is also called Moed. One rayas in the Pasuk was in Amor, Elamor de Hashem Shetikro, Asamikro HaKadosh, Hashem in Tasa Malacha. So the first thing it mentions is Shabbos. Of course, you could learn, the way everybody learns, is that that's not that Shabbos is Moed, but that Mo'adim draw from the formula of Shabbos. Tchilu Mikro HaKadosh. But the Rav wanted to say, no, that the implication is clear, that it really is considered a Moed. So he wanted to say that Shabbos has two shemos. It's a shame, it's Mekudosh from Sheish Shemei Bereishis, and it's also considered a Moed like Mo'adim, Kedushas Mo'adim as well. Okay? All right. So, I mean, the question is, it's very hard to understand that Shabbos is considered a Moed. That Klal Yisrael is Koveya the Yom HaShabbos, and it doesn't make any sense. So even according to the Rav said, so why don't you say Mikadosh Yisrael HaShabbos? There is one gears like that in Yerushalmi. But why don't you say it? He says, you don't say it because then it would eclipse the real Mekadosh, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mekudosh V'Yome. Okay? So the question in my mind is, how do you bring these two ideas together? I mean, the idea of Moed in Shabbos and the idea of Shabbos as Mekudosh V'Yome. Because once you're going to tell me it's like a Moed, I mean, then there's no difference than Mo'adim. So where's the Mekudosh V'Yome of Shabbos, which is essential, it seems. So I think what we have to say in the rough shot is like this, that the Shem Moed in Shabbos is not a kiyum in the Kviyas Hayom of Shabbos. The Kviyas Hayom of Shabbos is really Mekudosh V'Yome from Sheish Shemei Bereishis, but it's a kiyum in the Kedushas Hayom of the Shechina. In other words, without that, it's ma'afsher the Shechina to be mekadesh the Shabbos. So when Klal Yisrael calls out Mikra Kodesh to the Yom HaShabbos, and they mekadesh the Yom HaShabbos, so then the Shechina comes and is mekadesh. It's a necessary prerequisite for the Kiddush. But it's not the Koveya. That's what you have to say. It's not the Koveya. Okay? So this answers another question also. Because the question is, if you Mekadosh the Yom HaShabbos really, so why don't you say Mekudosh Mekudosh? There's no words that it says Mekudosh Mekudosh. So the answer is, if you're being Koveya the Yom, so then you say Mekudosh Mekudosh. But if you're just enunciating the fact that you're Mekabo Kedushas Shabbos, you Mekadosh the Yom, that's a Mikra Kodesh to you, but you're not being Koveya the Yom, so then there's no halacha of mentioning Mekudosh Mekudosh, because there's nothing to be chala. The Kviyas Hayom is there. That's what I think you have to say in the Rav's Pshat. Okay? Because the two have to merge in together. So even though it's Ikra Moed, but it's a different kind of Moed than Mo'adim. In Mo'adim, the Shem Moed is the Koveya for the Yom. And Shabbos is not the Koveya for the Yom. It's a Kiyum in the Kedusha Shechina of Shabbos. Okay? Kabbalah Shabbos is Kabbalah Shmei Shechina. So the Shechina is the Mekadosh. So, yeah. So you have two models. In other words, you have Yom HaShabbos where the Shechina is the Mekadosh, and the concept of Klal Yisrael being Mekadosh and calling it Mikra Kodesh is just a kiyum that makes possible the Shechina to be Mekadosh. And then you have a Kedusha where Klal Yisrael is essentially Mekadosh, which is Kedusha's Moed itself, where Klal Yisrael is Koveya itself. So there the Kedusha's Yisrael creates the Kedusha. Over here in Shabbos, the Kedusha's Yisrael, the Shem Moed makes it possible for the Shechina to be Mekadosh. But it's not a Kiyum and Kviyas Hayom. It's not a Kiyum and Kviyas Hayom. And that's what you have to say in the Rav. See, the concept of Shechina is Kvod Shemayim, because Shechina really is a word that's a noun that comes from a verb, from Shochan. So there's no noun of Shechina really, because it would imply an existence of something else. So Shechina is taken from Shochan, Shochanti B'Sach Bnei Yisrael. So the term was borrowed from a verb, means God's actions. So, but that always means Kvod Shemayim, because that's what that's when men seize the Kvod Shemayim and Maaseh Hashem. Okay? Yeah, Shabbos is a reflection of Maaseh Bereishis. So that's why it's Kavod Hashchina. So the Ramban says that the Chayin Amru Nashim Chayevos B'Kiddush Yom Dvar Torah V'Zel Kiddush HaLayla L'Fisha Kol HaTeunim Kiddush Miskachim B'Knisason Pam Achas Kigon Kiddush HaChodesh V'Kiddush HaYovel Avo Bayom Asmachta V'Ein Bo Mekudush Klal Shedayenu B'Pam Achas B'Knisason. So that's very good according to the way we're interpreting, because the Shem Moed is not the Koveya, but the Shem Moed is really Ma'afsha the Shechina to be a Mekadesh. So once you do it once, it's not proper to do it a second time. I mean, it implies the first time is no good. So that's why he says that you only do it once. Okay. Okay. Yeah, the Rav said a beautiful pshat in Kiddush Rabbah, Kiddush Rabbah according to the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, it's mashma that Kiddush Rabbah really has a Shem Kiddush. The Ravid says Lashon Sagi Noah. But the Rambam's mashma really is the din of Kiddush. So why is it called Kiddush Rabbah? So the Rav said, because in Kiddush, there's divrei shevach v'kiddush. And what is shevach? Shevach is ma'aseh bereishis. And Kiddush is the Kiddushas Hayom. That's why he's saying, benching, Hayom ha-gadol v'ha-kadosh hazeh. It's gadol and kadosh. What is gadol? Gadol is because it's ma'aseh bereishis. And kadosh is the Kiddushas Hayom. So it's two separate factors. So the Rav mentioned it, according to the Rambam, the Borei Pri HaGafen is really Bruchot Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. That's the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei HaOlam. So that's why it's just the Bracha. And it's called Kiddush Rabbah because that is a Dover Gadol. That's the Gedulas HaShabbos. That's the Gedulas HaShabbos. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei HaOlam. He said, moreover, the halacha is, according to, there's a Rashi in Brachas that says that by Bar Pri HaGafen, you don't have to drink from the yayin. That you make many brachas on Bar on the coast. It's one of the, you make brachas on the coast. So Rashi says, why? Because you make brachas and you don't you're not chosa. What? Goren bracha latzma. Goren bracha latzma, right. So why is that so? So the Rav said, because the bracha of Bar Pri HaGafen is really ain't no mshira alayayin. So it has a din of shira. So Shabbos morning, when you make the Bar Pri HaGafen, it has a din of shira, and it has a din of shira, and the shira is on Brias Olam. So that's why that's called Kiddush Rabbah, according to the Rambam. See, the Kiddush is really bizikaron, like the Ramban says. Shenekacheo bizikron. Bizikaron. So that's why you don't say Mekudush Mekudush. Because just Mekadosh with bizikaron. Where are you Mekadosh when you say the Shabbos Kutchcho B'Yavav Rasun Echaltano? So that's when you Mekadosh. When you mention the Kiddush HaSayom. When you mazkir, Zachor HaSayom HaShabbos L'Kacho. Zachreyu Alayayan. Zachreyu doesn't mean remember him. Remember it, Zachreyu means to be mazkir, haskara. Okay? So you have two forms. Sometimes when Klal Yisrael is Mekadesh, the Shechina is the Mekadesh. And sometimes when Klal Yisrael is Mekadesh, Klal Yisrael is Mekadesh. On Yom Tov you have Ashura Shechina as well. But Klal Yisrael creates the Ashura Shechina. So what we wanted to say was that's the machlokas by Kitchel L'Shaita and Kedushas Mechitzos. What's so special about Kedushas Mechitzos? So what we wanted to say was like this, that in Kedushas Mechitzos, what you have is a machlokas. Kedushas Mechitzos, Klal Yisrael is Mekadosh, because they make the Mechitzos. But the question is, when they create the Hekef Mechitzos, is the Kedusha Kedushas Yisrael, and the Kedusha simply the Hekef Mechitzos? Okay? If that's the case, it's Kedushas Yisrael. So then it's Kitchel HaShaita V'lo Kitchel HaSadlava. Of course, it'll be Batel. The moment the Mechitza ceases to enclose anything, so the Kedusha is Batel. But if you say the Kedushas Mechitzos is different, but the Kedushas Mechitzos is really just the Kedushas Yisrael, which ushers in the Kedushas Shechina, it's like Marim Makom for the Shechina, accepting the Shechina, so then the Shechina is the Mekadosh. Like by the Yom HaShabbos. So the difference is, if you say the Shechina is Mekadesh, so the Shechina is, once the Shechina is Mekadesh, the Shechina is ainu b'teila. That's what the Rambam means by Shechina ainu b'teila. It means when the Shechina is the Mekadesh, it's not b'teila. Okay? When the Shechina is the Mekadesh, it's not b'teila. So, therefore, what the Rambam is saying is that the Kedushas, why do I say by Kedushas Migdash and Yerushalayim that it's Kitchel Shaitan, Kitchel Asad Lavo? Because it's Kedushas Shechina. And the Shechina is the Mekadesh. And that's kitchen, and that's really the whole Gemara. Because the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that when do you need the Kloyim in order to have a Pesach HaOm Moed if you hold Kitchel L'Shaita below Kitchel L'Asad Lavo? Because then the Mekadesh is Yisrael. So once the Mechitzas are gone, so then there's no Pesach HaOm Moed anymore. But if you say that Kitchel L'Shaita V'Kitchel L'Asad Lavo, so the Kloyim Yisrael, when they make the Mechitza, they're just marrying Mokum for the Shechina. But really, the real Mekadesh is the Shechina itself. The Shechina itself is Mekadesh. So now you have Pesach Ol Moed. Why? Because Pesach Ol Moed means Pesach Kedushas Ol Moed. It doesn't mean in front of the wall. It means in front of the Kedushas Ol Moed. So the Kedushas Ol Moed will always exist because the Shechina is Eina B'Teila. So you don't need the Mechitzas anymore. But if you say that the Mechitzas are really Klal Yisrael being Mekadesh through the Hekef Mechitzas, so then once the Mechitzas are bottled, the Kedushas bottle. Okay, so that explains why the Gemara is Tola, the Machlokas, of Kitchel Ashaita or Kitchel Asad Lavo, on whether or not the Mechitzos are necessary. Okay? Yeah, right. That answers Ram Lefichach. That's what the Ram means. Yeah, what's Lashon Ram? Read the Ram. In the end of Alach Yidal, the Ram says that what? That Kitchel Ashaita, what's the Lashon Ram over there? You know what I mean? The last two lines. By Ezra. Yeah, by Ezra, right.
By Shlomo.
By Shlomo, sorry, Shlomo.
Lefichach.
Bias. And Yochlan Kutchum Kalam and Maiseh Sheni Rishlam Afi Shein Choma. Why? Because once the Mechitzos were put up, the Mechitzos only ushered in the Kedusha Shechina. Was Mar Makam for the Kedusha Shechina. Kedusha Shechina was the Mekadesh. Once the Kedusha Shechina is Mekadesh, so it's not Petela. So the Kedusha Samakam is always there, even though the Mechitzas are not there. Okay? That's why Lefichach. Makriv Naf Pishen Bias. Okay? In other words, Shechina ain't a Petela doesn't mean Ashra Shechina is not Petela. Because they is Hishilah, 369 years. But it means Shechina ain't a b'teila means when the Shechina is the Mekadesh, it doesn't lend itself to bittul. So even if the chomos or the kloyim are down, the kedushas hamakom remains intact. Okay. So that's it. But I think we can answer also now the Ravid. We had a question on the Ravid because the Ravid over there, what does he say? He says ve'od ani omer, and what's his lashon that Ezra was not Mekadesh, except because of the fact that Asida l'Eskadesh l'Shtaros. L'Eskadesh, l'Eskadesh what? Asida l'Shtaros l'Eskadesh Kiddush Achar Olami. So what does the Ravid mean? I mean, we say, where's the Ravid coming from? I mean, it sounds like it's coming from Jewish. But the answer is he understood the Rama, that the Rama says the Shechina is the Mekadesh. But he didn't hold from that far. But he held the Shechina is a Mekadesh, L'Asad Lavo. In the Bayis Shlishi, there he held the Shechina is a Mekadesh. Okay? So that's why he says that Ezra could never be Mesakein, could never be Koveya, the Kedusha, for Olamis. Why? Because then the Shechina will not be the Mekadesh. You see? In other words, in order for the Kiddush, Achar Olami means there's a qualitative Kiddush. And that Kiddush has to be that there's no Kiddusha to begin with there. If there's a Kiddusha, so it's just a Sofas Kiddusha. So it's not a qualitative difference. So the Ravid says there is a concept of the Shechina being the Kaddish, but that concept is loss of level. That concept is loss of level. And there it's a Kiddush Olam, and Klal Yisrael is not involved at all. It's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzma. So that's the Kiddush. That's the Kiddush Olam. So he disagrees. So he's still talking on the same plane as the Rambam. He disagrees with the Rambam, which he calls Svaras Atzmo, that Klal Yisrael initiates the Koyim, and then the Shechina takes over. That he disagrees with. But he holds that the Koyim is not the Kedushas Mechitzas are contingent upon the Mechitzas. That's it. As long as they exist, they exist. And once they fall down, they fall down. Just like the Batei Arachoma. Okay. In other words, that's what he argues on the Rambam with the Svaras Atzmo, because he holds there's no difference between the Kedushas Mechitzos of Yerushalayim and Mikdash and everything else. I mean, it's all, if you say Kitchel Lashaito, Kitchel Lasad Lava, that's what it's contingent upon. If you say Kitchel Lashaito, and that's at around Paskins, so then as soon as the condition is gone, in other words, as soon as the Chom or the Koyim are down, so there's no more Kedusha, because it's Kedusha Sisrael less than the Kaddish. And as long as it's not, it doesn't enclose anything, there's no Hekef Mechitzis, so there's no Kedusha. Okay? B'chvor Hashem le'olam. It means only the K'vor Hashem. It means not going to be involved.
So it wasn't Ezra didn't want it. Ezra couldn't have done it.
He couldn't have done that. Because then it would be ma'akev, the K'vor Hashem, the Shechina being a Makadish. See, we ask listeners, I said, what do we care? Because so it will be most of Kedusha. No, but now that we see the Rambam, there's a significance in who is the Makadish. So the same thing is true over here. That according to the Raivad, La'asid Lavo, which Kiddush Olami, and it's Kvod Hashem, so it must be only the Kvod Hashem, which is the Mekadesh, only the Shechina. Only the Shechina. That's what's so unique about that. I mean, that's what's mashma from the Tefillah on Tisha B'Av. Ki be'eish yitzato ve'eish ato asid livnoso. What's the rest of it? Shema? Yeah, the Rav is going on the Lashon that according to Rabbi Yossi, Kedusha Shniyo Kitchel Asid Lavo. So Kitchel Asid Lavo always means that the mechitzas are not necessary. Okay, because not the Ravid agrees that if you hold Kedusha Rishon, a kitchel l'shaita, a kitchel l'asad lavo, that then the Rambam would be right. Okay, so whenever you say kitchel l'asad lavo, you don't need mechitzas anymore. Okay, it's the Kedusha itself. So the Ravid says, but over here he didn't do that. Because then the Mekadesh of the Kvod Hashem, l'olam, would not be possible. Okay? So that, as how does the Rambam, we also, Agavocha mentioned, how does the Rambam, I always wonder how the Rambam learns that tefillah on Tisha B'Av. Because, ki be'eish yitzato, be'eish ato asid levnosa. And it quotes a pasuk there, right, Shanemar? So according to the Rambam, the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim doesn't have anything like that. It's built normally. But what it means is that there will be a Hosafas Kedusha Shechina according to Ram. According to Ram, it's a Hosafas Kedusha Shechina. So that's what it means. It's a metaphor for a Hosafas Kedusha Shechina. Now that we understand Kedusha Shechina, it's in the same framework. So it's a Hosafas Kedusha Shechina. That's what the Ram holds. Okay? Mashen can derive it holds a qualitatively different Kedusha. So that's why Ezra's Kedusha could not be extant. Okay? It would seem like there's a different type of Kvod Hashem when no one's involved. No human beings involved. Yer Hashem al Har Sinai. Or Rosh Har. So it's a different type of Kvod Shemayim. Different, something different. Okay? The Ravid says they run parallel. So that's why he didn't like the way the Rambam took out the Kedushas Migdosh and Yerushalayim. And cut it off from the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, which is only L'shaita.
So Ezra,
you see, according to the Rambam, when Ezra was Kaveh, the Kedushas Shechina, so it was totally in his das. And since he knew that there has to be an ultimate Mekadesh, so he's only Kaveh L'zman. Say like this, that Ezra had a choice, that either he could have made it Kedushas Olam, following the fact that it's Kedushas Bechira, that Yerushalayim is Zos Menuchasi Adayad, so that's Li'olam, or else he could have made a contingent on the bias itself. On the bias, on the Kedushas Bechira, on the Kedushas Abayas. So that's what the Ravid says. He made a contingent on the Kedushas Abayas, not on the Kedushas Bechira. Because if he would have, So then there'll be no makom chalos for the ultimate mekadosh hashchina to take place, which is a kavod Hashem liolam. Okay, that was his choice. Okay. Now we return to answer the Kesef Mishnah's Kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Kedusha Rishono, he says, why do I say Kedusha Rishono? It's in the Perek Vav Halacha Tesvav, right? Dal Tesvav. Right. So the Rambam says, why do I say that the Kedusha Rishono of Yeshua's Batul and the Kedusha Shniyah of Ezra is not Batul? He says, because the Kedusha Rishono of Yeshua was Al-Yidei Kibush. And since it was Nilkach Ha'aretz Mi'idehem, so the Kibush is Batul. So, but the Kedushas Ezra was Al-Yidei Chazakah. So the Chazakah is not Batul. So that's what the Kesef Mishnah asks. He says, why isn't Chazakah Batul also? It was taken away from them, so there's no more Chazakah. Moreover, he asks that in Kibush is Chazakah in Yeshua, because there was Chazakah too. So why should that become Batul? That's the Kesef Mishnah's Kashas. Okay? So what we wanted to answer is like this. We wanted to say the following. That, you see, when they went up in the time, when the Ole Gola went up in the time of Koresh, so they had Rishus from Koresh. But in order to do anything in Eretz Yisrael, it has to be Eretz Yisrael. Now, if it's lent to us, the land is lent to us, it's not Eretz Yisrael. So Koresh never was Machna the land. He was never Machna the land. So by what right did we have to exist there and to be Noe Kedushas Eretz Yisrael if, in fact, it wasn't ours? So the Rambam says Chazakah. But what does it mean? Ram doesn't mean Chazakah Ein Betela. Ram never says Chazakah Ein Betela. Ram's Lashon is that Kom Makom She Niskadesh. What's the Lashon of Kom Makom She Niskadesh? What? And it's Kacha, but Kedushas Ezra, Ashniya, so that Kedush is not Bavel. It's Makurash Hayom. So the Ram doesn't say Chazakah in a Batela. Because the Chazakah was not a real Chazakah. It was like a Chazakah Sheini Mataina. I mean, you're going to somebody else's land and you're living on it. It's very nice, but it's not yours. So how could they do that? Because there was no real genuine Chazakah. So the answer is that was the Dvar Hashem. That you go up into the land, and simply by habitating the land, by Chazakah, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael will be Chal. And once the Shem Eretz Yisrael is Chal, now it's yours. So it became theirs through Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And the Mekadesh was the Maisa Chazakah. See, I think that's the point there. In other words, it's not Chazakah, it's not like Chazakah of Kinyan over here. Chazakah means Sheikh Zikubah. Doesn't mean that they had made a Kinyan Chazakah, because it wasn't theirs. But what it means is they did a Maisa Chazakah. So the Dvar Hashem to the Navi was that Maisa Chazakah will create a Shem Eretz Yisrael. Once it has a Shem of Eretz Yisrael, so now it's yours. So it's Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So what could make that bottle? Nothing. If it were real Chazakah, then the Kesef Mishnah's Kasha would be very good. Because real Chazakah would be like real Kibush. So the Chazakah is Batul, so the Kibush is Batul. So the Kedush is Batul. But since Chazakah over here does not mean like the Kibush, the Chazakah, it was Chazakah Sheini Mataina, it didn't belong to them. It meant the Maisa Chazakah. So if the Maisa Chazakah created a Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so there's nothing that could undo it. How could you get rid of a Maisa? You see, it's not possible to get rid of a Maisa. But by Kibush, it's different, because by Kibush, the Kedusha was contingent upon the Din Bailus of Bnei Yisrael. And the Din Bailus of Bnei Yisrael was contingent upon the Kibush itself, the sovereignty of the Kibush. So once the sovereignty of the Kibush was lost, that they was taken away from them, so then the Kedusha is bottled, because the Kedusha is rooted in Bailus. It's a different type of Kedusha. It's a different type of Kedusha. So that's why, according to the Rambam, once the Kibush was Batul, it was Nilka Chaharis Miyadehem, so the Kibush was Batul. And you can't ask a Kasha, the second Kasha is that there's Chazakah in the Kibush. Because it's not a matter of that Chazakah doesn't do anything. That Chazakah is unnecessary. The only thing that does something is the kibush, which creates the bialus. And there was no Dvar Hashem by Yoshua that Chazak is a Maisa Makadosh. On the contrary, what was Makadosh was through the bialus of kibush. So once the bialus of kibush is off, so the kedush is off. Okay? That's the answer. The Shem Eretz Yisrael was contingent on it being ours. We own it. That gives the Shem Eretz Yisrael. So Kedushas Eretz Yisrael was totally on the Shem Eretz Yisrael. The Shem Eretz Yisrael was totally on our bialus. So once our bialus is lost, so the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael was lost as well. Okay? So now you have like this. So now you have two. So the Rambam really in that same halacha has two, compares two types of Kedusha that's la'olam. Okay? Yes. Be like if you did Mashiach on a clay Migdash. So nothing can undo it. I mean, the.
Okay, all right, I see.
Right? But the Rambam is differentiating between two types of things that are la'olam. In other words, he has in the same halacha that the Shechino Zeno Batela, and that's why it's la'olam. And then he has the Kedusha Shniyah Shel Ezra is Eina Batela and it's la'olam. So it sounds like at first sight, he's saying, well, Shechina Eina Batela, something unique about Shechina. But then the next thing you read, Ezra also is Eina Batela. So what's unique about Shechina? But the answer is that Ezra's is not butl because simply because of the phenomenon that the Maisa was Makadosh, and now you can't undo the Makadosh. It's too late. In retrospect, you can't go back and undo the Makadosh. Okay? But in Shechina, the Rambam quotes the Pasuk, Vashim Mosi is Migdashechem, Afapishu Chorev, Bikdushasanhein. So what does it mean? It means to say like this. He means that really over here the Kedusha should have come to an end. Of course, Vashim Mosi is Migdashechem. So it should have come to an end. But what prevented it from coming to an end? Because since the Shechina was the Mekadesh, so it can't. You see? So it can't. In other words, in the two completely different concepts. In other words, the concept by Ezra that the Kedusha is not bottled because Chazaka is a different idea altogether. That's just an idea that it's not vulnerable. It's not vulnerable to destruction. But the concept that the Shechina is Eina Batela is a different idea. It means that because the Shechina was Mekadosh the Makom, then even though it's supposed to be Chorev, the Migdosh is supposed to be Chorev, but the Kedusha cannot be removed because the Mekadosh was Shechina. That's what I'm saying. So therefore, it has to have the halacha of Kedusha. That's what the Rambam say. It's a different phenomenon. It means according to all the laws, it should become bottled. But because the Shechina initiated the process, I mean created the process, was responsible for the process, was the Shechina that was Mekadesh, it cannot be Chorev. I mean, the bias could be Chorev, but the Kedusha still has to exist. Shechina in a Batel. Yeah, so at this point, we wanted to say that perhaps you can define the Machlokas, which goes into it actually, but the basic Machlokas of Kedushas Yoshua, was it L'Asid Lavo or was it L'Shaita? Okay, what's the Machlokas really? So the Rambam explains why it's L'Shaita, because it's Kibush. And once you have Kibush, the Kibush is bottled, so that's only L'Shaita. But how do you understand it's L'Asid Lavo? So apparently he held like this, that Kibush is necessary. Kibush is necessary. But once you have Kibush, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is created in abstract. It's not a Kedusha that's rooted in Bilus. It's a Kedusha that came about through a Maisa of Kibush. So they had to do Kibush. But once they had Kibush, now the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is not totally in the Kibush anymore. It's not a Kedusha Shel Bailus. It's a Kedusha like Lasid Lavo. It's a Kedusha in abstract. But the Kibush created, the Kibush creator was responsible for the Kedusha.
That is Shemichal.
That's right.
It's a separate phenomenon.
But it's a separate phenomenon. So if you say it's a separate phenomenon, so then it won't be Bottle Lasid Lavo. In other words, the question over here is, what is the Shem Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? So Kibush is necessary in both instances, because Kibush is what gives it the din of Bailus of Eretz Yisrael. And then once there's Bailus there, so now it's our land. So now it has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But the question is, this Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in abstract, is it always rooted in the Bailus? That's part of its nature? or the concept of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is a concept that's removed from the Bialos. It's a concept and abstract.
It's totally independent.
Totally independent.
I just need the Kedushas in order to be.
In order to come into existence, because in other words, it must become ours. Once it becomes ours, now it's Eretz Yisrael, and now Kedusha is chal on it.
That's dependent on the
kibbutz
that exists.
That's right. Then it'll depend upon what kind of a kedusha. Is the kedusha a kedusha of bialos, or is it a kedusha in abstract? So if it's a kedusha of bialos, so once the bialos is butl, so then it's butl. But if it's a kedusha in abstract, so it's true that in order to generate the kedusha, in order for the kedusha to come into existence, it has to be our land. That gives it the shem Eretz Yisrael. Once it has shem Eretz Yisrael, now it has kedusha Eretz Yisrael. So that's a natural process. It follows naturally. Mashena came by Ezra is different. Ezra was a unique Misa, which that Misa was a separate Gzera, a separate Dvar Hashem, that Misa is the Mekadosh. So it wasn't a natural unfolding that the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael naturally emerged from Chazaka. Okay? All right, good, very good. Good reminder. Yeah, and Kedushas Ezra is still Am Yisrael being Mekadosh. So now we have to go to Batei Ori Chalma. So back to Rabbi Moshe's Torah, that according to the Rambam, by the Batei Orei Chomo, so since it's Kedushas Mechitzos, so even though the walls fall down, but until there's Golas, so the Kedusha remains. And the Ravid says, he doesn't understand, because Kedusha Rishon HaKitchel HaShaita, Lo Kitchel HaSadloa. So the Batei Orei Chomo are part of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is not loss of love. So there's no halacha that if the mechitzas aren't there, it's dependent upon the condition. So as long as you have the mechitzas, so you have the kedusha. You don't have the mechitzas, you don't have the kedusha. So how could the Rambam say that the walls can fall down and the kedusha's batei orei chomo will still be intact until the golus? That's the Ravid's, the Ravid's cryptic deduction from the Rambam, which is clear. But I mean, it's a very astute deduction. But that's what he argues on. Okay. So that's the Ravitz Kasha. So the answer is because Kedushas Mechitzos, like Moshe Soloveitchik says. But the question we asked was that Kedushas Mechitzos is, the Rambam says, because of the Shechina. And the Shechina is not Petela. So what kind of Shechina do you have in Batei Orei Chomo? Okay. What kind of Shechina in Batei Orei Chomo? There's no Kedusha Shechina over there. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik wants to say because it's Kedushas Mechitzos, but the Rambam doesn't say that. So you can give him the fact that it's Kedushas Mechitzos. Let's say, we'll say Kedusha Shechina is equal to Kedushas Mechitzos. That's what the Rambam means. Fine. But it has to make sense when he says the Shechina is not Petela. So even if you have Kedushas Mechitzos and Batei Orei Chomo, but the fact is there's no Shechina there. So what does the Rambam mean? So how could the Rambam maintain that Batei Orei Chomo are equal to Yerushalayim and to Megdash? That's the question. Okay. On that piece of Gemara about the about Ochlin Shem Af Pishayim Bias and that's Rabbi Eliezer, right? Rabbi Eliezer is Shemati that they make Kloyim. So the Gemara wants to deduce if you need Kloyim. So the Gemara wants to deduce, so therefore he must say Kitchel Shaita, below Kitchel Asalava. And Rabbi Yeshua says, Shemat Shem Akrivin Af Pishayin Bias, Ochlin Kotcha Kadashim Af Pishayin Kloyim. So the Gemara says, he holds the Kedusha Rishon as Kitchel Asalava. So we explain, because it's a question of, is the Shechina the Mekadesh, or is Klal Yisrael the Mekadesh? If Klal Yisrael is the Mekadesh, so the Kedusha is Mechitzos, on Mekadosh, and the heck of Mechitzas is Mekadosh. Once the heck of Mechitzas is gone, there's no Kedusha. But if you say the Shechina is the Mekadosh, so, and the Mechitzas are just Mare Makom for where the Shechina should be Chal, so then once the Shechina is Mekadosh, so then the Kedusha is never Batel. Okay? So, it's interesting. The Gemara wants to say over here that no. Mimai, Dilma, Dekuli Alma, Kedusha Rishon, Kitchela Shaita, Kitchela Sudlava. That everybody really holds that Kedusha Rishon HaKitchel HaShaita V'Kitchel HaSadlova. And Omar Mai D'Shmiel Lekoma, Omar Mai D'Shmiel Lekoma. They were just saying what they heard. V'chitem HaKloyim L'Rabbi Eliezer Loma Li Litz Niusa Balma. So it wasn't really that he needed the Kloyim to be Mekadosh. So Taisva says, "Vimtoma the perikam of the chagiga is lil Rabbi Eliezer the lo kitcher lasid lavo kavei amun amoav meiser 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 oni b'shvius ubreish mesechet beitz anami is lil Rabbi Eliezer the eagle beigul in ola b'brayse the litvur ktsios uman this lehachisav etchum b'zman zadrabonon." So kinemuch perikaro. So you see that Rabbi Eliezer basically holds that kedusha shona is lo kitcher lasid lavo. So Taisus says, "V'yeshlomar, like similar to the Ram, the kedusha asaris l'gabei truma ma'isros betela, v'hocha ayri b'kedushas mechitza, the efshel de lo betela mishum the ikroi nachala." Okay, the ikroi nachala. Okay, so that's good. So that's like exactly like the Rama. But the only problem is the next piece of Gemara, which tries to bring in the same machlokas, doesn't deal with Yerushalayim and with Mikdash, but it deals with batei arei choma. And it says the mandama that holds that batei arei choma am mekudosh in olam, that's the same mandama that will hold Yerushalayim and Mikdash is lo olam. And kitchel asad lova. So what does batei arei choma have to do with it? So Taisus is aware of the problem. He says the kedushas batei arei choma the ma'isa b'samach nami have the kedushas mechitza. That's it. That's all Taisus says. Taisus he doesn't really explain what's in common between the Kedushas Mechitza of Batei Arei Choma and the Kedushas Nachala of Yerushalayim, which is obviously a different kind of a Kedusha. It's Kedusha Shechina. So, but he just says it's also a Kedushas Mechitza. It's also a Kedushas Mechitza. So for that, basically, we went to the Rambam. Okay. Rambam Beis HaBechira. Okay. Rambam Beis HaBechira. So the Rambam says, we mentioned Allah, the Rambam says that Kol Eretz Yisrael Mekadeshes Mikol HaRatza. So Mai Kedushasa Shemevim Mimeno HaOmer Ushtei HaLechem VaBikurim Masha'im Mevim Kein Mishar HaRatza. So what happened to Kedushas Trumas HaMaisras that he mentions before in the end of Perek Vav? Okay, over here he's saying that you bring the Omer from there. So what kind of Kedusha is that? I mean, that's Allah. The Omer has to be brought from Eretz Yisrael. What's the special Kedusha? Trumas and Maisros is a special Kedusha because this land demands that you take Trumas and Maisros. But the fact that it's kosher for Omer, that's not really a Kedusha. That's just a Halach and Hechsher Omer. Right? So what we said was like this, that in the Eser Kedushos of the Rambam, so Eser Kedushas Hayibaritzol Zula Maila Mizu. So the Kedusha is always Mitzuruf to the Kedusha Shechina. It's always Mitzuruf to the Kedusha Shechina. That's the Kedusha. So Eretz Yisrael really has two Kedushas. It has a Kedusha which is a substratum, which is Trumas HaMaisros, but it has another Kedusha that ties it to the Mikdash. And that is Mevim Imenu Omer and Shtei Halacha. It is a Tziruf. And there's a tziruf between all these other kedushos and Yerushalayim and Mikdash. Okay. So therefore, there is a kedushas shechina in batei arei choma as well, because there's a tziruf between batei arei choma and kedushas shechina. So since there is a tziruf between batei arei choma and kedushas shechina, so the kedushas shechina is mekadesh the mechitzos. So it's the same process as the Shechina being the Kaddish and Migdash in Yerushalayim, but it's on a different level, because it's on the level of Tziruf. But basically it's the same, it'll imitate the same process as you have in Yerushalayim and Migdash, which means that the Kedushas Mechitzos ushers in a Kedushas Shechina, and the Shechina is the Mekaddish, because it's Kedushas Mechitzos, and because of the Tziruf. Okay? So that explains why the Gemara brings in batei arei choma with regard to kedusha rishona kitchel shaito kitchel asad lavo. Why the Gemara brings that in? Because batei arei choma is not Yerushalayim. What does that have to do with the Gemara before? But the answer is because it's mitzuruf to the shechina. So in a secondary manner, it has a kedusha shechina in tziruf. Once it has it in a secondary manner, the method of kedusha is the same as Yerushalayim and Mikdash. Okay? So that explains the steer in the Rambam also. Why? Because the Rambam says, Esa Kedusha same by Arizel Zulamazu. Ayorasam Ukafaschoma, Mekudoshos Mishor Oretz, Shemishalchem Mitochan Asamitzaroyim. So here the Rambam says you send out the Mitzaroyim from Boterechoma. But in Bias Migdosh, the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says that you only send them out from the Shechina. The Machina. Mitzvah says, let's call it Mem and Amigdash, from the Migdash. So over here he doesn't mention that you send them off from the Bat Erechoma, right? And the Bat Erechoma just mentions it can't go, that the Mitzvah can't go in there, but it has nothing to do with the Mitzvah Shiluach. So the answer is that there's two Mitzvah Shiluach. There's a Mitzvah Shiluach which is because of the Kvod Shechina, Mitzvah Sasele Shaleach Kol Atmei Min HaMikdash. That's only Min HaMikdash. That's Shalosh Machanos. Okay, only Shalosh Machanos. So that's the mitzvah. But in Batei Orei Choma, there's a kiyum of to be Meshaleach from the Batei Orei Choma because of the Kedushas Tziruf to the Shechina. But that's a kiyum in Kedushas Batei Orei Choma. That's not a kiyum of mitzvah of Meshaleach Man HaMachana Kol Tziruf Cholzov. That's not the mitzvah. But the mitzvah comes about because of the fact that the Batei Orei Choma on the Tzuruf to the Shechina, so it has a secondary Kedusha Shechina. Because of that, the Mechitzas on Mekadosh and the Mekadosh Li'olam, just like in Migdosh and Yerushalayim, and because of that, there's a Kiyum of sending out the Mitzora from the Batei Orei Choma because of the Kedusha Shechina, the secondary Kedusha Shechina that's there. But that's not the mitzvah of L'Shaleach. The mitzvah of Shaleach is from the primary Kedusha. That's the mitzvah of Shaleach. But in terms of the Cheftza of Bat Erechoma, over there there's a mitzvah of Shaleach, a secondary mitzvah. Yes?
Why is the Bat Erechoma more a mitzvah of the Shechina than like any other part of Eretz Yisrael? Because the Rambam says that it's because of...
It's because of the Kedusha's Mechitzos in the Bat Erechoma that you Meshaleach. Not because of the Tziruf. The Tziruf just helps in order to create the Kedushas Mechitzos. But because it has a Kedushas Mechitzos, which is Al Yedei Shechina, so that's why you have to be Meshaleach. Okay?
But
not simply because there's a Tziruf.
What
I'm saying is that the Tziruf helps you insofar as establishing the whole Kedushas Mechitzos, the uniqueness of Kedushas Mechitzos. But the Kedushas from the Kedushas Mechitzos. So Vishalchum and Amachana means from the Mechitzos.
Why is it Tziruf unique to the Mechitzos if it exists?
Unique to the Mechitzos. It's not unique to the Mechitzos. The Tziruf exists in all of Eretz Israel. But because it exists by Mechitzos, so the method of Kedushas Mechitzos follows the method of Kedushas Mechitzos of Yerushalayim and Migdosh because of the Tziruf. So it's a different kind of a Kedusha. It's a Kedushas Mechitzos. And because of that Kedusha, there's a kiyum in the makom to be Meshaleach, the Mitzorayim. But that's not the mitzvah of Shaleach HaMitzorayim that Ram's talking about later. That's the primary mitzvah of Shaleach Min HaMikdash. Okay? So it's two separate mitzvahs. One is because of the Cheftza Shel Kedusha of Batei Orei Choma, and one is because of the Shechina, so there's a mitzvah of Shaleach from Min HaMikdash. It's good why the Ram compares them. Because really, it's because of Kedusha Shechina. But when the Kedusha Shechina is primary, so then there's Malkus. But when it's secondary, Kedusha Yedei Tziruf, so then there's no Malkus. But it's an Isser. Okay. So one question we can answer right away. Because the Gemara says that the way Rashi, Tanoihi, so the Gemara is like this. So according to Mandam that it wasn't lasid lavo, itzrich Ezra lekacha, the kitcha below melech v'urim v'tumim v'isle achas mikolel. That's not like a gemara. That there's a whole state over there. Melech, urim v'tumim, toda, navi, all those elements. So it's a machlokas in the gemara. Is it bicholelu? You have to have every one of them, or echot mikolel. So the Gemara says that it's totally in how you understand Ezra. Because Ezra didn't have Urim V'Tumim. Ezra didn't have Melech, right? So you see that's not necessary to have bichol evel. So if you learn that that kedusha rishona kitchul shaitav lo kitchul asud lavo and Ezra was the makadesh, so then it's echad mikol evel because it can't be bichol evel. But if you learn that kitchul asud lavo, so Ezra really wasn't makadesh anything. It was only zecher ba'alma. So you don't learn anything out from Ezra. So then you have to say bichol evel. Then you have to say bichol evel. So apparently, if you have no raya, you say bichol evel. And if you, in order to say echad me'elu, you need a raya from Ezra. Okay? Why isn't it a matter of svara? One holds bichol evel and the other one holds echad me'elu. Okay? The answer is like this. Because what we're saying now is that the Mekadesh is Yisrael, but how are they Mekadesh? They usher in the Shechina. Because what they do is they mekabel pnei Shechina. And because of that, the Shechina comes in and is Mekadosh. The Shechina enters in and is Mekadosh. But it's the Shechina that's the Mekadosh. Okay? So therefore, every one of these things is a Maisei Kabbalas Pnei Shechina. So if you have no Raya, you have to say Bichol Elo. You need the full range. But if you have a Raya from Ezra, so you see, even Ba'achas Mikol Elo. Okay? But the question was, where did the Rambam get that there's something extra besides, of course, the Rambam implies that Ein Kiddush Gomor, if he didn't do Shlo Nasa Bichol Elu, he should have said Kol Mokom Shenasa Be'echad Me'elu. So apparently the Rambam holds that it's, that the more you have, the better. So where did he get that idea from? So the answer is very simple, because since it's Kabbalas Pnei Shechina, so it's a Maisa Kabbalas Pnei Shechina. It's not the full Kabbalas Pnei Shechina, but the Maisa of Kabbalas Pnei Shechina is the Mekadesh, if you hold that way. The Rambam doesn't hold that way. But if you hold that the Maisa is Mekadesh, each one is a Kiyum in Kvot Shemayim of Kabbalas Pnei Shechina. So therefore, the more, the better. Okay, so therefore, the more, the better. That's why it's not, even though the Gemara says, Be'echod Mikol Elul, the Gemara doesn't mean that Echod is one, and then you can't add to that. There's no additional benefit beyond Echod. The Gemara doesn't mean that. Because Echod Mikol Elu means that Echod will do. All you need is a Maisa Kabbalas Pnei Shechina. But since it's a Maisa Kabbalas Pnei Shechina, so the more Kabbalas Pnei Shechina, the more Kvod Shechina you have, the better it is. So that's why the Rambam says, Kol Makom Shel Lo Nasa Bichol Elu, which means was done with many of them, but not Bichol Elu, so it's not Neskadesh. That's like the Mandama holds Bichol Elu to the exclusion of Echod Me'elu. But the exclusion of Echod Me'elu is not simply an exclusion on Echad Me'elu, it's an exclusion on doing many things. Doing many things. Because the man that holds Echad Me'elu, he doesn't hold only Echad Me'elu. Doesn't make any sense, because it's Kabbalah Pnei Shechina. So you should do as much as you want. Okay? So that's why the Ram doesn't say that Kol Makom Shenasa Be'echad Me'elu. Okay. Now the question is, what does Ram mean when he says, Ein Kiddush Gomor? Zeh she'asa Ezra shtei todos, zichron hu she'asa, lo b'mas of neskadesh hamakom, shelo hoya sham lo melech v'lo orim v'tumim. So, therefore, he says that Ezra really wasn't mekadesh anything, because he really holds a need b'cholel. Okay? So Ezra wasn't mekadesh anything. But he states that Ezra apparently wasn't, it seems to be contradictory, because on the one hand he says Ezra wasn't Mekadosh anything. On the other hand he says that whenever it's not Nasa Bichol Elu, so Lo Neskadesh HaMakom Kiddush Gomor. What does it mean Kiddush Gomor? Right? And moreover, why is it mutter to do that? Okay? Why is it mutter to do that? Okay. Oh, by the way, we brought two more rayas that it's Kabbalas Pnei Shechina. One is because Rashi says that on Daf Tezvav Amabez. So Rashi says, the Gemara says that they said three Perkum of Tom. The first one was Aromim Chad Hashem Kedilisani. So Rashi says, why do you say that? Because it's Mizbosh Nechonik as a Bais L'David. So that's why you say Aromim Chad Hashem Kedilisani. And the next one is Shir Shel Pagoyim. So the Yoshev Aseser. So why did they say Shir Shel Pagoyim? So Rashi says because Moshe Rabbeinu Moshe, because Moshe Rabbeinu said about Kamas and Mishkan. Dechsiv vayevorach also Moshe. Ama berchon yiratzon shetishva shchina b'masi yedechem. So that was the one that was said essentially. The one that said essentially was because of the shchina. Okay, then the last one was said because the other people were taunting them. So Morabu Tzorai. That was because of a political situation. But the one that was said essentially, not because it's Chanukah's Abayas, but essentially was Yehi Ratzon Shetishva Shechina B'Maaseh Yedeichem. So you see that the whole institution was an institution of Kabbalah Pnei Shechina. Moreover, the Gemara says on these two todas, which one do you eat and which one do you burn? So the Gemara says, Alpi Novi Necheles, Alpi Novi Nisrefes. And Rashi says, Chagai Zechayo Malachi Hoyosham, V'Alpi Hem Beruach HaKodesh Osu, V'Ein Tam B'Dovar. So what does it mean, ain't Tam B'Dover? So what he means is that in the Kabbalah's Pnei Ashkina over here, where you're Mekadesh, you must have the Dvar Hashem. So the Dvar Hashem, per se. So if there's a Tam, so then it's not the Dvar Hashem anymore, because there's a Tam would mean that it fits into the Torah, into the Svaras of the system. So that's not the, it's a Halacha. But what you need over here is a Dvar Hashem. Doesn't mean any, so therefore, the Dvar Hashem of the Navi is below Tam. Because it's the pure, you have to do what's the Tzivui Hashem. Doesn't mean there's no Tam, but it means it's not, I'm not sure about that. It could be that it must be simply below Tam, there is no Tam. There is no Tam. It's just Xer. There is no Tam whatsoever. Okay? Because it's the pure Dvar Hashem. It's the Tzivui Hashem. So the tzivui is you do because of the tzivui itself. Okay? What? Why one and not the other? Let's leave that go. Okay. but what he means essentially is there's no tam, it doesn't fit into anything in the system. So it's not caused by anything in the system of Lach Metodah. Because then it wouldn't be a Dvar Hashem, it would be Halacha, Dvar Halacha. So the Navi determines which one it is. Below Tam, Rashi means essentially without a Tam min HaMikra, or min Teresh HaBal Peh. Okay? Navi has a different type of Tam. But essentially it's a Dvar Hashem. So you must have a Dvar Hashem there in order to be Mekabel the Pnei Ashkenov. So that's why you say Mizma Shishol Pagoyim, and that's why you say, that's why it's Echad Nesrefes, Echad Necheles, and it's Alpi Navi, below Tam. Okay. But now let's get back to the problems in the realm. Two problems in the realm. Problem in the realm was that what's the heter to do it? What's the heter to do it? Because you shouldn't be able to eat the lachmei todah if it's mekadesh. So Tosfos explains it, avadosam achan chasam. But if it's not mekadesh, what's the heter to eat it in the new place? It's not kadosh. Okay. So for that we went to the Gemara in Shvat. So the Gemara says there were two bitsoyin. Like these two places in Yerushalayim, Bahara Mishahara Zesim. So Tachtona Velyona. So the Gemara says Tachtona Niskacha Bichol Elu. So that was really a Kedusha from the original. So it was Niskacha Bichol Elu. Elyona lo Niskacha Bichol Elu. Ela Ba'ole Gola. Shelo B'melech v'shelo B'urim V'tumim. Tachtona Shoisa Kedusha Sa Gemura. So here the Gemara already used the Lashon Kedusha Gemura. Because they are Mayorits. So they want to eat Maisa Sheni by the Choma, the wrong place. Because they think there's a wall that's good enough. Okay, so it was a Takola. Now the Gemara goes on. So Shane Mosifin Alayir of Alazar Sala Bamelfa Navi Vurum Vatumim Musanhajin Shalayan Aleph Ubishte Todas Ubishir. Then it goes on, Valama Kitchuha. So he wants Lama Kitchua, Ahmed Lo Kitchua. Elalom Hichnisuha. Why did they extend the wall and bring in this makom which they couldn't be Mekadesh? So the Gemara says, Mibnesha Torfa you shall Yerushalayim Haisav and Nochahili Kodesh, Misham. Because it was a bad spot. It was a strategic point for the enemy. So they wanted to protect the wall, to protect the city. So they had to be machnesit. Okay? Now on this Gemara, Tosfos says a strange thing. He says, kishiyesh boshom kedusha. So Taisha says that they were machnesa. Why? Because they should be mosa nefesh more, the fact that there's kedusha. So the Mahashoah says that's against the Gemara. The Gemara says because it was a strategic place. Okay? So Mahashoah learns a whole different pshat. Mahashoah learns a pshat like this. He says it's mashma from the Gemara that they were makadashit with whatever they had. So the Mahashoah says, so Taisus is bothered, why were they makadashit? Okay? So Taisus answers, they were makadashit because since it has Kedusha, it's a Kedusha Shein and Gemara, so Kedusha Shein and Gemara, but it's a Kedusha of a type, so the people will be Mosa Nefesh more. Okay? So we wanted to know what kind of a Kedusha is that. So what I wanted to say was that once they were Machneset, they had to be Mekadosh the Makom, because otherwise there will be a Hefsek between the Chalmon and between the regular Kedusha. The Chalmon and the regular Kedusha. So therefore you had to be Mekadosh with the Kedusha Siruf. It's a different Kedusha. It's not a Kedusha that's, I think Rabbi Wolf said a good shot. He says, it's a Kedusha Siruf, which, benogeya to the Rechukim, it's Kedusha. But benogeya to the Achilas Kachim Kalim and the Achilas Maisa Sheni, that it's not a Kedusha. Not positive. But in terms of the negative things, the Kedusha does stand. So it's a Kedusha Siruf. So I wanted to say that they had to do the Kedusha Siruf, because of the fact that otherwise there'd be a hefsek between the Chalmon and between the Makom Kedusha. Okay? Yeah, but David Osi pointed out, according to the Mahashoah, it's not true. Because according to the Mahashoah apparently holds that the Taisus Kasha is, that the Taisus Kasha is, that why did they do Kedusha besides? In other words, because they had to be Machneset. So apparently it could be Machneset, and there could be a space. Okay. But that depends if you learn like the Mahashoah or not. I mean, if you don't learn like the Mahashoah, so you could say that Taisvus is just saying L'Ravcha D'Milsa, that the fact that they were Mekadoshit, they were Mosa Nefesh more. I mean, if you don't answer the Mahashoah's Kasha, it'll depend on how you learn whether the Halacha is you must have, it's absolutely indispensable to have the Kedusha Shein and Gemara, because you can't have a spot without Kedusha, and it's a Kedusha Siruf, or you could. But regardless, whatever, the Kedusha, the nature of the Kedusha is a Kedusha Siruf. Is a Kedusha Siruf. Okay? So now, getting back to the Rambam. So the question is, on the Rambam, Ein Kiddush Gomer. What does he mean by Ein Kiddush Gomer? He means, if it's not Nasa B'Cholelu, he means just like, actually the way he's learning is like this. Loma Kitshua. So the Gemara says, Amit Lo Kitshua. So the Gemara says, Ela Loma Hichnisua. Why did they be machnesit to begin with? But apparently the Gemara retains both, that they were really Mekadoshit, but not a Kiddush Gomer. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. Lama Kitshua, Amr Lo Kitshua, Ela Lama Echnisua. So the Gemara says the question is why they had to do it in the first place, because they're not going to create a Kiddush Gomer. But actually there was a Kiddush. So there was a Kiddush there. So, but the Kiddush was a Kiddush Asiruf. So what we wanted to say is like this, that according to the Rambam, what's Matir the Achilas Todah? What's Matir the Achilas Todah is the Kabbalah's Bnei Ashkina, not the Kedushas Makom. So in a Kedushas Tziruf, there's also a Kabbalah's Bnei Ashkina. And that's why, according to the Rambam, it's not Osir to do the Shtei Todos. Okay? And the last question. What does it mean by Ezra that it's a Zecher Ba'alma? It was a Zecher. What kind of a Zecher? Was just to commemorate. So he said, no, because since it's Kabbalah Spnei Ashkina, so the Zecher was, what he did was, he showed the Kedushas Makom by being the Kabbalah Spnei Ashkina again. So it was an emphasis on the Kedushas Makom. That was the Zecher, that people should be aware of the Kedushas Ashkina. Okay? Yeah, and maybe that's a pshat in Taisvus. Taisvah says, Avabi Shoya Dava Bal De Takola Hechnisuha. Okay? But what does Hechnisuha mean? It doesn't mean they just made a wall. Hechnisuha means they were machneset to the Kedusha. So once the outer wall is the Mekadesh, now you can't have a space. Because which wall is the Mekadesh? In other words, Hechnisuha means they were machneset to the Kedusha. So maybe that's what, maybe that answers Mashah's Kasha. Because Mashah's Kasha was they did it for strategic reasons. Yeah, but the Lashon Hechnisua means they were machnesit in the Kedusha. So that's what's bothering Tesis. Why did they have to machnesit in the Kedusha? Why didn't they just say, they just built a wall? So the answer is, because once the outer wall is the Mekadesh, so now there can't be a space between the outer wall and between the place that's Kodesh.
So here's the question, why did they make the outer wall Mekadesh?
The Maharsha's answer is a little difficult, because it's Ikechasman HaSefer. His answer was that because later it's Mashma, that they did do Kiddush Ein Agama. But I mean, where do you see this? It's Ikechasman HaSefer. Tesis doesn't raise that point at all. Tesis just says Machnes. But what Tesis means by Machnes, he means that they were, when you say Machnes, it doesn't just mean they built the wall for strategic reasons. It means they were Machnes, they extended the Mekadesh of the Choma. Once they extended the Mekadesh of the Choma, what I'm saying is that they had to, that there couldn't be a space, so there had to be Mekadesh. I mean, you could argue, you could say that, but you don't have any raya the other way. Okay? Because according to the Maharsha, you have a raya the opposite way. He's saying that they did these additional mice. So according to Maharsha, you have a raya, and that's the whole kasha. But I'm saying Tesis kasha is not that way. I'm not learning like the Maharsha. Tesis kasha was machnes means to put it inside the Mekadesh. To put it inside the Mekadesh. What? Why? Yeah, I'm sorry. That's right. We didn't go into it then. Yeah. No. David Ossi's question is it doesn't apply anymore. Because there was no. In other words, according to the Maharsha, come with the same thing that there can't be any space. But they had the original wall was there, so it was Mekudesh. But now they'll Mekadesh the extra makom. So that's Tesis' point. Why were they Mekadesh the extra makom? And the answer is because they should be Mosa Nefesh. Okay, but you don't see even according to the Maharsha that you can have a space. It's not Mestava to have an empty space. So it has to be Kedusha Siruf. Yeah, I want to thank Rabbi Bald and Rabbi Wolf for helping me prepare this year. Secondary. I mean, the Rav seems to say in the paragraph Hatshuvahi, so he seems to say that Knesset Shamish Tatefes and Akash Baruch Hu B'Shiflu Kedusha Sayyam, Kiyom Shabbos Bereshis and Kiyom Tov Mikra Kodesh. So he says, Yesh b'mishem ma'isa kviyas, but finas mikra kodesh. I mean, the difficulty is, it's a tie to the sensory. Either kodesh baruch hu is kaveya, or klal yisrael is kaveya. But he wants to say that they're sort of like involved in the kviyas. I mean, like in a secondary manner. Although a necessary manner, but secondary, that's what he seems to want to say. So, but the essence of the kviyas has to be, of course, a kodesh baruch hu. So it's like, I think that's what he's trying to say. A little different than we're saying. He's trying to say they're involved in the kviyas, but not primarily. Like, say, in the mishtatev. The mishtatev. Okay, what? Bottom of Kufman and Dad. Go ahead. Yeah. Now say it again, read it again, huh?
It says, Tana Kodesh Baruch Hu Kavo Esayam Liyom Mekudosh. This is the crowd. Onu Mekachim Es Palos Shem Moed Mekudosh. Shemim Sel Beshabbos. Ayubei Masha Onu Onu Tina Kodesh Baruch Hu Beirach Mekudosh Osho.
So in other words, we're just repeating. That sounds like more like what we're saying. That like Mikvah? I mean, there it sounds like you're saying what we were saying. I don't know. I don't know. What, I mean, also, you keep up with the exact wording of it, because this was taken from a tape that they...
Yeah.
Nothing around. Right. Yes? Yes. But, yeah, but that's a hard thing to say. When I say Moed is a Koveya... I know, that's what I'm saying.
Even if you say something is a kiyah, but they're just adding a kiyah, they're adding an extra dimension to the eye.
Yeah. Right. But not in terms of koveya.
It's not necessary, right. It's essential.
But so once you put them in the role of koveya, you have a hard time, really.
Right.
You know what I mean? Once you put them in the role of kavod.
I think that seems different than what we're saying, especially by Mikdash, which is that it's the Israel is necessary for the Shekhinah to be called out. According to the Rav, it seems like the Shekhinah was still there. The Israel adds dimension, adds associated kia. But there was a kvias of Shekhinah prior to the Israel.
Okay, but the point is it's necessary. In other words, it's necessary to have Klal Yisrael in order for the Shekhinah to be Mekadosh.
Doesn't seem that.
Doesn't seem that from the Rav. Yes.
And the Shekhinah Moloi was necessary to Klal Yisrael. But
for what?
The two Shekhinahs in Shekhinah.
Right.
The Shekhinah which is more gracious and the Shekhinah Moloi. So the Shekhinah gracious was the Shekhinah to be saved without Klal Yisrael.
Right, and if they're not?
And if they're not,
there is
a distinction
between Shabbos. With the Kiddushah? With the Kiddushah. So I was saying a little differently.
No, I think the best is
saying that. I don't know about that. I'm not sure about that. I don't know. Taisus in Yevamos is different than Taisus in Shuras. Taisus Yevamos pay bays and obeys. So Taisus over there has three truths. He says the Maisros look Kitchuras lasid lava. Avol Kedushas shalav abayis Kitchu. Why should Kedushas mechitzas kaima kol shua? There he seems to be saying like the Rambam. It's a different type of Kedusha. Kedusha shchina. Okay. Once you mekadesh ad de mechitzas, me'asher lo chlama. This is a different kind of Kedusha. Af pishen lo achshav. Why lo kol mechem? Inami Taisa says here, Kedushas Yishlam Shem Dikri Nachala. In Shulis Taisa says, because it's Dikri Nachala, that's why Kedushas Mechitzos is Kayemis. It's a funny thing. And then he gives a third teretz, he says, Inami Mishum Dachsiv Zos Menuchasi Adeyad. That's the third teretz. The first teretz in Taisa says, because of Kedushas Mechitzos and Yevamos. Just like the Rambam. The second teretz is Ikri Nachala. So, Ikri Nachala means that the nature of the Kedusha is such that it's Ein Lohefsek. Okay? That's the nature of the Kedusha. Because Nachala is Ein Lohefsek. Inami, Mishum Dachsiv, Zos Menuchas Yad Deyad. So their Taisvus is making reference to what? There he's making reference to Kedusha's Bechira. That's Zos Menuchas Yad Deyad. So there he wants to say, because it has an element, it contains an element of Kedusha's Bechira, so that's why it's never bottled. Because the Kedusha's Yerushalayim is tied with the Kedusha's Bechira. It's a different type of Kedusha. So not simply because it's Nachala, but it partakes of another type of Kedusha. And that type of Kedusha is Zos Menuchas Yad Deyad. So that's why it's not bottled. Those are the three truths in the Yevamos. Okay? But in Shulis, it's a little harder to figure out, because in Shulis, he has Nachala, and he ties Nachala together with the Kedushas Mechitzas. I mean, Nachala is the reason. But the vehicle is Mechitzas. The vehicle is Mechitzas. Nachala is the reason. I've seen that also. Nachala is the reason. Since it says Nachala, so you need a vehicle that will make it eternal. So the vehicle is the Mechitzas. But Nachala is really the reason why you make recourse to Mechitzas. That would explain Bater Rechama also. Because even though they don't have the quality, they have the vehicle of Mechitzas. Why do they have the vehicle of Mechitzas if it's not Nachla? It's not Taisha's problem, but the vehicle is there. So we mentioned that there's a Kedusha Tziruf, that all these levels, these 10 levels, that Eser Kedusha Sein Be'er Tzol V'Zula Maila Mizu. So what is the Kedusha? The Kedusha is Kedusha Shechina, but each one's more Mitzuruf to the Shechina. Okay. So, as a matter of fact, I mean, you don't even need necessarily a halachic ramification in order to have the Kedusha. Because the Rambam says in Tesvav that, just a second, which one there? Yitzayin, sorry. So you see, but it has more Kedusha though. So the Kedusha is a Kedusha Shechina. that it's mitzuf to the Shekhinah. That's the Kedusha. So the Bate Ore Chomo, what? Excuse me? Because Allah in Yiras HaMikdash. In terms of Yiras HaMikdash, so he knows the Makom is Kadosh. What makes the Makom Kadosh? It's Sirif to the Shekhinah. Okay. So the Bate Ore Chomo Amitzuruf also to the Kedusha Shekhinah. And that's why the Kedusha Shekhinah is in the Kaddish. Okay? But the intrinsic Kedusha is the Kedusha Shekhinah. It's interesting. The Rambam says that Bein Olam Mizbeach. Yeah, so wherever the Shekhinah is Mekadesh, wherever there's Kedusha's Mechitza, so the Shekhinah is Mekadesh. Okay.